And good afternoon to you from Open Space Park in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference football, the season finale for the Dort College Defenders and the Northwestern Red Raiders at the two Sioux County schools square off in the last regular season contest for Dort College football this season. Northwestern also their final regular season contest. They still have hopes of making the playoffs, though, as they are right now ranked number 18 in the NAIA national poll. Still a few things to be sorted out in the next 24 hours as to which 16 teams will be in the NAIA playoffs come next week. Before we get into all of that, though, let's check in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westra with this week's update for the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And we will do that right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR.
November 12th, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And we welcome you to the final week of GPAC football for this 2011 season. And we begin with a look back at last week's week number 10 in conference action. Starting with the scoreboard, Midland defeated Briarcliff 37-15. Morningside passed Concordia 28-7. Dakota Wesleyan a winner at home against Nebraska Wesleyan 24-17. Northwestern over Hastings 35-6. And Doan picked up a home win against Dort 63-26 in Crete, Nebraska. Hoff Mid-America Sports Week 10 honors were as follows. Jeremiah Saffold, wide receiver for Doan, was the offensive player of the week. He had three reception touchdowns and also one kickoff return for a score in the Tigers' win against Dort. On the day, he caught four passes for 81 yards and set the Doan school record for receptions in a season and kickoff returns for yardage. Saffold leads the NAIA in all-purpose yardage on the season at 176.6 yards per contest. Colby Henderson, defensive back from Morningside, is the defensive player of the week. Another big game for the junior. Four solo and one assist tackles, an interception return of 88 yards for a touchdown, his fourth pick six of the season, and he blocked two field goal attempts. He leads the NAIA with nine interceptions on the season, as Morningside is 8-1, overall 7-1 in the GPAC. And Jordan Delbaugh, special teams player for Nebraska Wesleyan, takes the special teams player of the week. The junior from Englewood blocked two kicks against Dakota Wesleyan. He blocked a field goal, and he blocked a punt in that game in Mitchell, South Dakota. He added two kickoff returns for 58 yards as well in the contest. That's a look back at last week. After the break, week 11 of GPAC football.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronic Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 19 team NAIA National Champions. For more information about the GPAC, visit our newly redesigned website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference. Academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
And the season comes down to this final Saturday, week 11 of GPAC football. There are five games slated for this weekend. Nebraska Wesleyan will host Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan is at Midland. Morningside and Briarcliff meet at Olson Stadium for the All Sioux City matchup. In the All Sioux County matchup, Dort will host Northwestern in Sioux Center. And Doan will play at Concordia in Seward on Saturday. It is the final weekend. That means that the NAIA Football Championship Series starts next Saturday. And let's jump right into the all-important rankings. Morningside is at number 6, Northwestern 18, and Doan 22 this week. In the national top 10, Marion is your new number 1. Marion defeated St. Xavier last weekend in the 1-2 matchup of the NAIA. So Carroll is your new number 2. Georgetown has moved to 3. Mid-America Nazarene is 4. St. Xavier falls to number 5. We mentioned Morningside at 6. Missouri Valley is 7. William Penn, 8. Azusa Pacific of California, 9. And the University of St. Francis is ranked 10th this week. We will have those NAIA Football Championship Series pairings for you at GPACSports.com on Sunday. Also coming up this week on Tuesday, the release of the 2011 GPAC Football All-Conference Team that will also be posted to the website. We thank you for joining us this year for the GPAC Football Saturday Reports. I'm Corey Westra for the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
And we thank Corey Westra for those weekly updates on Great Plains Athletic Conference football as you take a little bigger picture of what happening throughout the conference, and for that matter, we get a picture of what's happening in terms of the national scene, because several of the Great Plains Athletic Conference teams are typically in the top 25. This week, no exception. Morningside 6th, Northwestern 18th, and Doan is 22nd. This Northwestern team took two early losses to Morningside and Doan. Since then, they won 7 in a row, dating back to that third week of the season. Things look pretty bleak at that point. The Red Raiders have worked their way up to number 18 in the NAI poll released this past Monday. Northwestern outscores teams 35-14, outgain teams 411-249. Raiders have relied on the run for over 2,000 yards of offense. Get 214 yards per game. Brandon Smith is closing in on 1,000 yards. He has 903 on 161 rushes this year for a 5.6 yards per carry average. Theo Bartman, a sophomore, has 94 rushes for 579 yards. Jesse Selgeby has gained 216 yards on 43 rushes. Davis Blumendahl has completed 110 of 188 passes for 1,548 yards. He averages 172 yards per game throwing. Blumendahl has 15 touchdown passes against just 5 interceptions. Eli Grunendijk is the top receiver with 38 catches for 658 yards and 9 touchdowns. Tyler Walker has 459 yards in the air on 28 catches and 4 touchdowns. Alex Harrington has punted 48 times for a 36.3 yards per punt average. Aaron Jansen has 43 solo and 34 assisted tackles this season with 3 sacks. Ben Aguilera is good for 31 solo and 37 assisted tackles. And Jordan Carlson is at 31 and 32. Nate Van Ginkle has 4 interceptions. Jarrell Kyles and Chris Butler each have 3 interceptions this season. Had the opportunity earlier this week to visit with Coach Kyle Achterhoff, the head coach of the Northwestern Red Raiders, about his team, and the first comment I made was the fact that back in week number 3, things looked pretty bleak, and what was going through your mind at that point of the season. Here's what Coach Kyle Achterhoff had to say.
Well, you know, we were pretty disappointed. You know, I think it was a combination of a lot of things, but probably the biggest culprit was our guys just looking at too many press clippings and thinking, you know, things were just going to come easy. And we really had to refocus and get back on track and just develop an attitude of take it one week at a time.
Your defense really, your defense came around quicker than the offense did. Is that typical, and was that something you were prepared for?
Well, we had some new faces defensively. Pretty much the entire secondary is new. Jarrell Kyles was a starter to begin last season, but tore his ACL, and so he was coming off of that injury. And then the rest of the guys are new. And so we went through a few growing pains early, but the guys started to mesh, and it was more an issue of communicating defensively. We needed somebody to step up and be that defensive quarterback on the field. And a couple of guys, it's kind of a shared duty, but a couple of guys really stepped up, and we've done a great job.
Offensively, you're running the ball pretty well, and I guess everyone kind of expected the Brandon Smith to really carry you, but then you've gotten some other players that have run the ball well, too.
Well, without a doubt. You know, we've discovered early in the season that we can't rely just on Brandon. One thing Morningside did a great job of, and that was taking Brandon out of the football game. And so it's been a combination of being able to throw the ball more efficiently. But then, yeah, Theo Bartman stepped up, and he's had a great year as a sophomore, as has Jesse Selgeby. Jesse doesn't get near as many carries, especially early. As of late, Jesse has played quite a bit more and will be on the field quite a bit more today. But, yeah, we've had some guys share the load, and that's been a huge advantage for us.
Davis Blumendahl came in at quarterback. He became your starter into that first month of the season. What does he do well?
Well, the thing Davis does well, you know, he probably doesn't run the option quite as well as Jamie, but he gets some good hard yards at times. You know, if teams are going to take Brandon away or Theo or Jesse away and really concentrate on making the quarterback run the ball, Davis will hurt him. But then the other thing Davis does really, really well is he stretches the field vertically. And we've forced teams to have to defend the entire field rather than just stopping the option.
sitting at number 18 in the country, Coach. It seems like you've been here before, heading into the final week of the season. What, one eye on the playoffs, one eye obviously on the game at hand on Saturday, but you've got to be thinking about your playoff opportunities. What has to happen on Saturday for your team to have a chance to get in?
Well, we need to play well today, and that's really been our focus every week since the Doan week and week three of the season, is just taking it one week at a time. And, you know, unfortunately in the NAI, if you have two losses, you're going to be on the bubble, period. Doesn't matter if you're second in the league or, you know, where you're at. If you have two losses, you're going to be sitting there wondering how voters are going to rank you. And you can't control it. You just have to play each week. And we obviously need a win, and then we need to get some help across the country.
Taking a look at this Dort College team that you're facing, what do you see from Dort College that you're focusing in on this week?
Well, we've seen a lot of improvement. This is the best Dort team that they've put together. And the thing that we've been impressed with is they show signs of really being able to put up some points, which the reality is in past years that's where they've struggled. But, you know, they have a good quarterback. We've really been impressed with the running back play, and so we know that our defense is going to have a challenge.
That's Coach Kyle Achterhoff talking about his team. Now, the last time Northwestern played was last Saturday. They pulled away from a 7-6 halftime lead to beat Hastings 35-6. The Raiders held Hastings to 142 yards of total offense, while gaining 120 on the ground and 150 in the air. Brandon Smith ran for 77 yards on 19 carries. Jesse Selgeby had 31 yards on 6 carries with 1 touchdown. Theo Bartman ran 10 times for 1 touchdown and 18 yards. Davis Blumendahl completed 13 of 23 passes for 150 yards and 3 touchdown tosses. He had 2 touchdowns going to Eli Grunendike. Grunendike had 6 catches for 99 yards. Bartman had a 10-yard catch for a touchdown. That's the Northwestern Red Raiders in a nutshell. Let's take a break, and we'll be back checking in with the Dort College side of the football right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. We've taken time to look at the Northwestern Red Raiders, the opponent for this afternoon's contest. Let's take a look at Dort College now. Dort College, the host. They're 2-8 overall this season, 0-8 in GPAC play. The improvements, though, have been dramatic, and every coach that I've talked to throughout the season asked them their impressions of this Dort College team, and they all say easily this is the best Dort College football team that has been put out on the field in the 4 years of varsity action that Dort College has played. Now, Dort College has been plagued by injuries, and Coach John Huebner talks about that in his pregame interview that we'll get to in just a moment. And you start to play that ifs and buts game, and you start to wonder what could have been if you had had everyone healthy the way you had planned on throughout the course of the season. Dort College is averaging 15.6 points per game, giving up 35.8 points per contest. These last three games have been a juggernaut to go through, though, as Dort College has played nationally ranked Morningside 2 weeks ago, nationally ranked Doan last week, and they finish up with nationally ranked Northwestern this afternoon. Dort College has gained 237 yards per game while giving up 386 per contest. Daniel Fenning has rushed for 423 yards on 129 carries. Trey Pickney has 41 rushing attempts for 169 yards. Justin Knott has completed 80 of 167 passes for 1,070 yards and 7 touchdowns with 7 interceptions. Chandler Kurth is 31 of 67 for 267 yards. Dylan Dobler is 28 of 47 for 205 yards. We could see all three of those quarterbacks at some point this afternoon. Top pass catcher for the defenders is David Greasy, 36 catches, 409 yards. Sam DeMay has 27 catches for 406 yards. That's a 15 yards per catch average. Barry Dykstra is 4-5 on field goals with a long of 40. Daryl Van Grausman handling the punting duties as of late and has a 36.7 average. Seth Vandevoort has 46 solo and 49 assisted tackles to lead the defenders in both categories. Todd Green has 38 solo and 40 assisted stops. John Leachens leads the team with 5 interceptions. Anthony Hallam has picked off 3. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. It's senior day here at Open Space Park as well, as the Defenders get set to take on the Northwestern Red Raiders. 16 seniors recognized before today's contest, and the first group of players who played 4 years of varsity football have gone through now, and those 16 players recognized along with their parents and significant others, if that is the case. And we are glad to honor those players for their hard work and perseverance through what have at times been a difficult four seasons. No one intends to lose when you set out to play athletics, but those 16 young men have persevered and have carried through, and will finish to the end. And those 16 will go out this afternoon playing their final games as Dort College Defenders. We talked about that, among other things, with the coach, John Huebner. And first thing we talked about was the fact that for the Doan Tigers, last week, Dort College had their best offensive showing to date against a Great Plains Athletic Conference opponent.
Yeah, I mean, we did some good things on offense. I think, you know, going back to Dakota State, you know, we gained a little confidence there in some things. We got Kyle Skolten back, which is great because we've had a bunch of receivers hurt. And so, you know, we scored three times when it mattered. Ultimately, you got to score one more point than the other team. But, you know, we had all three quarterbacks lead a scoring drive and, you know, really took care of the football until later in the game when, you know, we were having to throw it a bunch to, you know, to try to fight back in it. But, no, I was pleased with the effort on offense. I mean, we really, you know, we I think we're 18 of 25 for 287. You know, that's offense that can win, some. So, we were pleased with some things. And it was good enough that we could look at it and you know, say, hey, let's try to build on this.
Trey Pickney, two big catches. Daryl Van Grau inserted into a tough spot after you have another injury. Your receiving core depleted, but the three that you're putting out there right now can go get it.
Yeah, I mean, we are very thin, but we are, you know, we just have guys. I mean, you look at Greasy, Sam DeMay, Van Grau, you know, Sam Verhulst, Trey Pickney, you know, those guys have been here every day. You know, they're here every day working. They're here every day at practice. And, you know, there's just because of the reps and the, you know, the consistency of them playing, they you know, they can go in and move positions. So, you know, it's just a sign of some growth, you know, and being an older football team. But, no, those guys are awesome. And you know, they really – it's just really a relief to have them with all these injuries because we know they can play multiple positions.
Northwestern, the opponent today, and they're a team that's still playing with hopes of a playoff berth. What do you see from Northwestern on defense? The numbers look pretty good. What do you see?
No, you know, when we're watching our film and watching cutups and those kind of things, I mean, you don't see a lot of touchdowns scored. You know, I think the only time anybody really had any success against them was Briarcliff when they flooded their field and the, you know, Northwestern went and slipped around. So they're very good on defense, you know, just like they always have been. They're a little better in their front three, so they've changed some coverages, and then they're a little bit going to have a little different look than they have in the past, but very, very physical and fast up front. And, you know, they do a really great job. I mean, they force you to have to go beat them. They're not going to give you anything.
Status of a couple players heading into this weekend's game. Cam Grader done for the year.
Yeah, Cameron's going to be done. You know, I don't think he's got an MCL tear and, you know, a little meniscus tear. They don't think he's going to have surgery, but, you know, he got the MRI this week, and they'll look at that later on. But, yeah, he's definitely not going to play this weekend.
Anything else you need to add as we enter the final game of the season? This year, looking back in general, what do you see from this team that you've liked through 10 games?
Well, you know, I think that anybody, you know, watching the game or anybody who's been, you know, with us for a few years, you know, has seen that we're vastly improved, you know, And you know, the disappointing part of the season is we got so many guys hurt. You know, we really would have liked to have seen what would have happened if we could have kept everybody all year, because I think that obviously, you know, that's going to be helpful if your top two or three running backs stay healthy. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're much better this year than we have been in the past. We score a lot more points, really played good in spots defensively. Again, we're not consistent in putting it all together, but I'm really proud of our team. And we got, you know, I think 16 seniors, 15 seniors that are going to graduate today and, you know, play their last game. And, you know, my goodness, you know, I mean, I look around the GPAC, there aren't a lot of teams that have 15 on senior day. And, you know, I think this is just our second recruiting class. And when I look at those 15 guys, man, I mean, you got, you know, Sam DeMay and Will McLean. I mean, just great students, great men who've really committed a lot to this program. So, you know, I hope we can kind of pull it together today and go give them a great memory to end on.
That is Coach John Huebner talking about the matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Northwestern Red Raiders. And for the Dort College Defenders, it is a chance at an upset. Try to go out strong on the last home game and the last game for the seniors. And Northwestern has their playoff lives to play for at this point, in all honesty. They need to get a win today and then get some help across the country as well. And they are not assured of a playoff berth, even if they win this afternoon. But they need to take care of business first and foremost this afternoon to have any hope of making the playoffs, the 16-team field, which is announced tomorrow afternoon. So Dort College and Northwestern coming your way in just a moment. This is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Last week, the Dort College Defenders and Northwestern Red Raiders. Well, we told you about Northwestern last week. Dort College was on the short end of 63-26 decision with Doan Saturday. Defenders gave up 488 yards of offense, but gained 366 yards of their own, 289 of it through the air. Justin Knott was 9-15 for 170 yards. He got knocked out of the game at halftime with an injury. He is cleared to play, though, today. Daniel Fennig ran 23 times for 42 yards. David Grease had 5 catches for 63 yards. Austin Bosma made 6 solo and 7 assisted stops. Seth Vandevort made 4 solo stops and had 10 assisted tackles in the loss. Todd Green accounted for 5 solo and 5 assisted tackles. These teams are meeting for the 4th time in the 4-year history of the Dort College football program. And the Dort College Defenders have lost all 4 contests. Dort College lost last year 48-3. They are outgained 598-146. We're having a coin toss at center field. And let's go now to the field for the announcement. Northwestern has elected to receive the opening kickoff. They will be moving from left to right. As you heard, Randy Schnackenberg in the background there. Randy Schnackenberg, the referee this afternoon, as Dort College and Northwestern get set to square off. Let's take a short break, and we'll be back with a kickoff of today's football game. Right after this, this is Dort College Football on KDCR. Northwestern in their white jerseys, black numbers trimmed out in red. Dort College in their black jerseys with silver numbers, and they are trimmed out in white. Dort College will be kicking from right to left. Game time temperature, 53 degrees. Winds out of the south-southeast at 10 miles per hour. So Dort College will be kicking off with the wind to start this afternoon's football game. Glad to have you along with me on what is the season finale for both of these teams. The regular season finale for Northwestern. They'll hope for a playoff berth if they can get a win this afternoon. The Dort College Defenders will see their season come to a close this afternoon. Kicking for Dort College will be Kevin Giese. Number 17 will put his foot into it from the 30-yard line. And we are underway with an end-over-end kick driven into the end zone, and that's a touchback as that chases Northwestern's Jesse Selgeby into the end zone. And Northwestern will take over first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line as we get this afternoon's contest started. Dort College, Bryce Cruz will be the nose tackle. Garrett Van Leeuwen's a defensive end. Jonathan Gardner's on the other end of the line. Sam Ashmore's a linebacker. Got Austin Bosma at a linebacker. Mark Mahea wears number 30. The ever-present Todd Green on the right side of the linebacking core. Northwestern shotgun formation, fake the handoff, fake the option. Back to pass is Blumendahl. Blumendahl's pass is completed to the 35-yard line, a 15-yard chunk on the completion to the receiver Eli Grunendijk. And Northwestern has their first down of the contest, free 15-yard pickup to the near sideline. Grunendijk lining up on the right side. Northwestern will line up in the pistol this time. Blumendahl has 2 players in the backfield with him, hands it off to the fullback, Smith. Smith, straight-ahead carry, 12-yard pickup on the play for Brandon Smith. And Smith is all the way out to the 47-yard line, so 2 plays and 2 big gains for Northwestern. And the Northwestern Red Raiders plugging away. 2 plays, 2 first downs, and they've got it at their own 47-yard line. Northwestern, shotgun formation. Blumendahl is the quarterback. Dort College, 3 down linemen. They're going to run the option to the left. He's going to cut it upfield himself, does Blumendahl. He stopped for a 1-yard gain on the play. makes it to the 48, tackled on the play by Todd Green. So Green with the tackle, little or no gain on the play for Blumendahl. Blumendahl running the quarterback spot for the Raiders. Sedor College, second down and 9 on defense. Northwestern lines two players to the right, one in the slot. Send a man in motion that is the tight end. Back to pass is Blumendahl. Blumendahl's pass is completed to the 40-yard line and brought down. A first down for Northwestern. Pass completed to Tyler Walker, and Northwestern is into Dort College territory at the 40-yard line. First down and 10 for Northwestern at the Dort College 39-yard line, and Dort College has yet to put together a couple of defensive plays to stop the Northwestern Red Raiders. We've got a stoppage of play on the field. A football got loose. So they had two footballs marked at the 39. They'll get one off of the field. Blumendahl, shotgun formation, sends a man in motion from right to left. That's Taylor Dreis. They fake the handoff. Blumendahl keeps it himself on the option, and there's nowhere to go. No gain on the play for Davis Blumendahl. North College had the option red. Austin Bosma on the stop. No gain on the play for Blumendahl. Faked the handoff to the fullback, Smith, and then wanted to run option, and he got stopped for no gain. Second down and 10 for Northwestern at the Dort College 39-yard line. They're going to run option to the right. Option pass now for Smith, and Smith throws it short, intended down to the 25-yard line. Pass falls incomplete. Intended pass on the near sideline to Tyler Walker. As Smith delivered it short, Brandon Smith unable to complete the option pass after he got the pitch from Blumendahl, and now an open, empty backfield for Northwestern. Third down and 10 for Northwestern. Send a man in motion. That's Smith. Smith's going to station himself to the right of Blumendahl in the backfield. Shotgun formation. Blumendahl to the left, rolling out, looking down the field. Pass is batted away, incomplete. Breaking up the pass on the far sideline, I believe that's Austin Bosma. Bosma able to bat the pass away at the 30. Northwestern now faced with fourth down and 10, and it appears Northwestern will leave their offense on the field. They're going to go for it here at the 40-yard line. So Northwestern wanting to establish things early on. They'd be punting into the wind, so they elect to go for it on fourth down and 10. Big play here. Blumendahl barking signals. He drops back to pass. Looking, passes towards the sideline. Pass batted away. Is it caught? It is. Pass is completed to the 30-yard line. Looks like it's short of the first down, though. The pass was completed on the near sideline, but Northwestern is stopped short of the first down, and the Dort College defender defense makes the stop. So Northwestern turns it over on downs with 12:29 left to play in the first quarter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So Dort College holds on defense. Justin Knott out on the field now for the Dort College defenders. They were stopped short of the first down by a yard. Knott goes down, and he gets hit hard. Justin Knott dropped for an 8 or 9 yard loss on the play. And the Northwestern Red Raiders come with the rush, and Knott is brought down in the backfield, and he is brought down hard. He got knocked down. That rush came from the blind side. And that's a loss of 7 on the play. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 17. 2nd and 17 for the defenders at their own 22-yard line. 2nd down and long. Pistol for the defenders. Knott hands it off to Fennig. Fennig loses the ball. It's down on the ground. It's still loose. And it looks like a Dort College player recovered it at the 30. So Dort College's Daniel Fennig, who coughed it up, falls on top of it at the 30-yard line. And the Dort College defenders get a 7-yard pickup off of the play. It'll be 3rd down and 10. 3rd and 10. By the way, that sack by Paul Lundgren for Northwestern moments ago. It's third down and 10 for the defenders at their own 30-yard line. Near disaster there as Fennig coughed it up, but he pounced on top of it. We've seen that a couple of times this year where Fennig uses his quickness to get back on top of the football after it squirts loose. Back to pass is not. Pass over the middle, intercepted. Taken at the 50-yard line, Northwestern on the return. To the 45, and Sam DeMay will bring the ball carrier down. The interception for Northwestern by Jarrell Kyles. And Northwestern will get it back after the interception at the Dort College 44-yard line. Kyles made the interception at the midfield stripe, returned it 6 yards before Sam DeMay knocks him down. And Northwestern will have it at the Dort College 44-yard line with 10:50 left to play here in the first quarter. So Northwestern with a football, empty backfield. Blumenthal is the quarterback. Five receivers set for Northwestern. Back to throw is Blumenthal. Quick hitter to the 40, and it's caught and brought down at the 40-yard line. A gain of four on the play. That pass completed to Matt Piokas. I believe that was number 11 at least, or was it number 1? Could have been Jordan Michael. Jordan Michael with the pass catch for a gain of 5 on the play when they mark him down at the 39. In the pistol is Blumenthal. He's got Smith behind him. 0-0 our score. Blumenthal turns, hands, gives to Smith. Smith plows through in the middle of the field, picks up the first down. He gains 6 on the play before he's knocked down at the 32-yard line. So Northwestern picking up a first down. And the Northwestern Red Raiders in business in Dort College territory. The Dort College defense needs to come up with another stop. They did moments ago on a fourth down pass completion that was short by a yard. Rolling right, Northwestern. Blumenthal passes back against the grain near the numbers at the 20, and it's completed down inside the 20 to the 16-yard line. Another first down for Northwestern. That pass completed to Eli Grunendijk. So Grunendijk with at least his second catch today. And Northwestern is threatening. They're inside the 20-yard line. First down and 10 for the Raiders at the 15. First and 10 for Northwestern at the 15. They hand it off to Smith. Smith straight up the middle, weaving his way inside the 15 down to the 10. And he's brought down at the 9-yard line. Matt Smolders on the tackle for Dort College. That'll bring up second down and 2, a gain of 8 on the play for Smith. Brandon Smith, the ball carrier that time. Smith, a junior from Mankato, Minnesota, closing in on 1,000 yards for Northwestern. Back to pass. Pass over the middle is completed, and diving to the end zone. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown for Jordan McAuliffe. McAuliffe on the receiving end of a pass over the middle from Blumenthal. And Northwestern's on the board first with a touchdown at the 9:07 mark of this football game. 9:07 left to go in the first quarter. Northwestern is up 7-0. On to attempt the point after for Northwestern is Brett Bush. Bush will kick out of the hold of Jamie Rosebohm, the backup quarterback for Northwestern. Snap is down, kick is up, and the straight-on kick is through. And Northwestern leads it 7-0. 7-0 our score. You're listening to Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Northwestern takes advantage of a short field on a turnover, and they punch one in. 7-0, back with a kickoff right after this. A short kickoff into the wind, fielded by Pickney at the 20-yard line. He's taken down at the 28-yard line, and that's where Dort College will take over. First down and 10 at their own 28. After surrendering a touchdown to Northwestern on a 44-yard drive moments ago, and the Dort College offense will take their spot on the field. Second possession of the day for the Dort College defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Alvord, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Officials conferring on the field. While they do that, today's broadcast is made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident, and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. providing Farm Mutual with insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Sam DeMay in motion from left to right. Justin announced the quarterback. Pistol set. Actually shotgun that time. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig had a seam on the right side. Picks up 70 yards on the play before he's twisted down. Jake Granstra on the tackle for Northwestern. 7-yard pickup on the play, though, for Fennig. And Fennig doesn't need much of a sliver. That time he had just that, a sliver of daylight, and he was able to wiggle his way through. Picks up 7 on the play, and if he breaks through that tackle by Granstra, he's got a 20-plus yard gainer before he's brought down. Instead, it's 2nd down and 3. 2nd and 3. Shotgun. Running back to the right and to the left. Misdirection play. Not under pressure. Throws it away. Intended for Grease, and not got hit just as he released the football. Brings up 3rd down and 3. Northwestern came with a rush, and Northwestern's going to put pressure on. You can bet they're going to bring a linebacker on almost every play. It's just a matter of where he's going to come from. Northwestern's defense on their 2-deep listed as a 3-5, 3-down linemen, 5 linebackers, and then 2 corners and a safety. That's how they break it down. Now, obviously, by the time you get done with all your stunts and pre-snap alignments, it can look dramatically different. Now they bring a linebacker up to the line of scrimmage. He's right over the football. Sam DeMay from left to right for the defenders. 3rd down and 3 after the incomplete pass. Justin Knott turns. We've got a flag on the play. Fennig up the middle, and Fennig picks up enough yardage for a 1st down, but we have a flag on the play thrown on the near side. A 5-yard pickup on the play, and that's enough for a 1st down if the play will stand. We'll get the indication from our official, Randy Schnackenberg. Still waiting for the indication. It's going to be stepped off against Northwestern. Here's the call.
Number 11, offside on the defense. 5-yard penalty, 4th down.
So an offside penalty on Ben Aguilera. Aguilera, the player that came up right over the nose of the football and gets called for offsides. Nord College gets a 1st down out of it. Fennig had a gain of 4. Nord College takes the 5-yard penalty instead. It's 1st down and 10. 1st down and 10 at their own 42-yard line for the defenders. 7:55 and counting. First quarter, Nord College trails 7-0. Boy, you'd just like to see one of those running backs for Nord College break one long. Fennig or Pickney, one of those two big play threats. They send DeMay in motion from left to right. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig around the right end. Fennig picks up 4 or 5 yards on the play before he's tripped up, getting his hands on him at the 45-yard line. That was big number 58 for Northwestern, Aaron Jansen. Jansen, a linebacker, makes this tackle, but not before Fennig picks up 5 yards on the play. 2nd down and 5 on the way. So Daniel Fennig, he's taken some punishment over the past couple of weeks. He's been a workhorse for the defenders, but being a workhorse, you take a lot of hits. And against Morningside was no picnic 2 weeks ago. This past week at Doan, he also took some big hits. Pickney and DeMay stack on the left side. Pistol set. Now it's going to roll left. Passes back. Completed to Pickney, and Pickney is forced out of bounds in Northwestern territory. They'll mark him at the 49-yard line. Near a 1st down, but it looks like Dort College is going to be short by less than a yard. 3rd down and short for the defenders in Northwestern territory at the 49-yard line. They've got the 49. They need to get the 48 for a 1st down. So 3rd down. 3rd down and less than a yard. And Justin Knott will send DeMay in motion from right to left. Sam DeMay stations himself on the right side of the line now. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig, nothing there, and he's going to be stopped short by a yard again. Actually lost probably a foot or two on the play, and the Dort College crowd unhappy. You may have heard them in the background, and can't say that I disagree with them. That last spot, not a good one or a generous one by any means, and Dort College at this point with a football at midfield, they've got to make a decision, and it looks like they are going to try and punt and pin. On to kick. Looks like Lucas Carls is handling the punting chores here in the early going, at least. Back to return for Northwestern is Chris Butler. He's inside the 15-yard line. We've got a timeout on the field, charge 2. the Dort College defenders. Timeout charge to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Given the opportunity to think about it, Coach John Huebner elects to go for it here on fourth down and short at midfield. Send a man in motion. Justin Knott barking signals. They turn, hand to Fennec. No, they didn't hand it to Fennec. They pass it over the middle. Completed to DeMay. Fooled everybody, including myself, and they pass it over the middle to DeMay, and DeMay gets the first down. Dort College rolling the dice that time. A bit of a gamble, but at this point, nothing to lose. And at midfield, Dort College, they faked the handoff to Fennec, and they pulled it off brilliantly. Fennec drew three or four players to him, and DeMay got one-on-one coverage down the middle of the field, and a 20-yard pickup on the play for the Dort College defenders inside the 30 down to the 29-yard line. First down and 10 for the defenders. Justin Knott in the pistol. So Knott in the pistol. He's got Fennec behind him. Send DeMay in motion from right to left. Two receivers to the right now as DeMay reverses field. Back to pass is Knott. And Knott's pass is knocked away, and we've got a late hit. A late hit called on Northwestern. We'll see who this is going to go on. I believe it was Jake Granstra who's going to get rung up for the 15-yard penalty. We'll wait and see from the officials, though. Sometimes I get a little ahead of things and try to read their minds. We'll get the call from Randy Schnackenberg here in just a moment. Dort College with the football at the Northwestern 30-yard line facing first down and 10. Still waiting for that indication. They're going to start marking it off. Here's the call. So that is Nate Van Ginkel who gets called for the late hit instead of number 20, Granstra. So I'll take that back. It was not Granstra who got called for it, but Dort College has the football in Northwestern territory at the 15-yard line, first down and 10. That's an automatic first down for Dort College. Shotgun formation, Kyle Skolten's to the right, Fennec is to the left. DeMay and Pickney are stacked to the right side of the field. That's the wide side of the field. Dort College with a football at the near hash mark. They hand it off to Fennec. Fennec trying to bounce to the outside. He's got the corner. He's to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College! Daniel Fennec with the 15-yard run as he wove his way on the right side of the line and gets into the end zone for a touchdown. And the Dort College defenders are on the board. Trail by a point, pending the point after attempt on the way by Barry Dykstra. So Daniel Fennig weaves his way into the end zone for a touchdown. As he was able to race in on the right side, he got a seal block and then sprang through. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And we're tied 7-7. 7-7 our score, 5:01 left to play in the first quarter. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dort College gambled, and the gamble paid off. They went for it on fourth down and one from midfield. They went to the air. They picked up 20 yards and eventually score. Northwestern helping the cause with a 15-yard penalty. During that drive, they kick it off to Theo Bartman, and Bartman returns it to the 25-yard line where he's brought down, and Northwestern will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line with the score tied 7-7. Now, a little bit of history on this rivalry. When these two teams played in Orange City a couple of years ago, Dort College had several opportunities early in that contest and came away with nothing. I believe it was two or three possessions inside the 20 that they didn't convert on early in the contest. And in a game like this, you have to convert those opportunities. When you're the underdog like Dort College is this afternoon, hand off to Smith. Smith to the 30, to the 35, and he's brought down at the 41-yard line. Again, a 15 on the play for Brandon Smith. And Smith, there's no mistaking the fact that he's going to be a load to bring down all afternoon, and Dort College is going to have to stop him. They cannot allow 7 and 8 yard chunks, and that time a 15-yard chunk at a time. They got the football at their own 40-yard line, first down and 10. Blumenthal fakes the handoff, now pass the screen. They get it to Smith. Smith at the 45 to midfield. He weaves his way. He's to the 45-40, still on his feet, tightrope walk, and he goes out of bounds. They're going to mark him out of bounds. We'll see where they say he stepped out of bounds initially, just inside the Dort College 40, at the 39, it appears. So first down and 10 for Northwestern at the 39-yard line of the Dort College defenders. So Dort College's defense has to come up with a stop here some way, either force a turnover, force Northwestern into a fourth down situation. Pass is completed on the near sideline as James Roundhorse slipped and fell and finally brought down inside the 15. And it's going to be down at the 11-yard line in Northwestern, answering the Dort College drive with one of their own. And Eli Grunendijk made the pass catch, and he brings it up the right sideline. And James Roundhorse that time very simply slipped and fell and on the coverage and was unable to recover in time. And Grunendijk makes the pass catch. Grunendijk now lines up in the slot on the far side. Blumenthal in the pistol. He hands it off to Bartman. Bartman inside the 10 down to the 6-yard line. A first down for Northwestern. I beg your pardon. Second down and 6 on the way for Northwestern inside the 10. And they're going to mark it at the 8-yard line. So second and 6. Blumenthal split backfield with him. Bartman to the right. Smith to the left. Send a man in motion from right to left. That is Grunendijk. Dort College, 3-down lineman. Gardner's on the near side at the defensive end. Blumenthal's going to run the option. He's tripped up at the 5-yard line. Falls forward inside the 5. Down to the 4. Stops short of the first down by a couple of yards, but that's going to bring up 3rd down for Northwestern. So 3rd down for Northwestern. Inside the Dort College 5-yard line. And Northwestern facing 3rd down and short. They stack Smith behind Blumenthal, and Smith is still on his feet inside the 5, turning forward. Did he get into the end zone? No, he did not. Looking at the far line judge, it looks like he was stopped well short of the goal line. I had thought his second effort got him a little closer, but as it is, they're going to say it's 4th down and 1. 4th and 1 for Northwestern. With 2:31 left to go in the first quarter, 7-7 our score. So 4th down and 1 for the Red Raiders. Blumenthal in the pistol, facing a 4th down and 1. Second time they've gone for it on 4th down today. Handed off to Smith. Smith met by Todd Green in the hole. Did he get enough for a first down? Todd Green and Mark Mahias say he did not. The officials, do they agree? They do. First down, Dort College. Todd Green, the senior from Edmond, Oklahoma, comes through, meets Smith in the hole, and Smith went backwards. Dort College will get it deep in their own territory, and now the challenge for the defenders will be to get the ball from out of the shadow of their own goalpost with the wind. An official's timeout on the field. Well, they signaled first down to Dort College, and now they're going to bring the chains out. First down to Dort College. I'm not sure why that late in the ball game, or in that late in that sequence, they brought the chains out. They had indicated first down for Dort College. They had indicated that Dort College had the football, and then they bring the chains out. 2:11 left to play in the first quarter. Dort College deep in their own territory. Now you've got to move the football. 7-7 our score. Fennig is in the backfield along with Knott. Back to throw is Knott. Knott under pressure. Pass completed to the 15 to DeMay. DeMay to the 20. Falls forward to the 22-yard line. Dort College with a 20-yard pickup on the play. And the Dort College defenders get out from deep in their own territory, at least. Now you've got some room to work as Knott completed it to Sam DeMay over the middle. Second big catch for DeMay this afternoon. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 22-yard line. Justin Knott is in the pistol. Fennig is behind him. Send DeMay in motion from left to right. You're not going to see much rotation at Wide receiver for the defenders. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig bounces off one tackler, and he's spun down. Gain of one on the play. Tackle made by Northwestern's Nate Van Ginkel. Minute 20 left to play in the first quarter. 7-7, our score. 7-7, our score. Second down and nine. Knott gets the signal in from the sideline. Overcast day here in Sioux Center. Temperatures in the 50s. If the sun would come out, it'd be absolutely glorious. But winds out of the southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Dort College with a wind here in the first quarter. 7-7 our score. They send DeMay in motion from right to left. 5 seconds on the play clock. Not barking signals. Gets the snap. Turns. Hands. Fakes the handoff. Now he's rolling left. Pass is completed to Dort College's Daryl Van Grau. Van Grau got free at midfield on the play action. And the Dort College defenders have the football at midfield. First down and 10. First down and 10 for the defenders after taking over at their own 3-yard line. With 2:11 left to play. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 49, and they may, well, they can't let the clock run out. 17 seconds on the play clock, 27 on the game, game clock. Two receivers to the right, that's DeMay and Pickney. Justin Knott fakes the handoff, under pressure, gets a block, pass back over the middle, is intercepted, taken away by Nate Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel on the return at midfield, and he's brought down by Sam DeMay. So Dort College turns the ball over. We've got a flag on the play. That's going to come out at midfield with 2 seconds remaining in the first quarter. And we'll see what that call is. Right now, Northwestern has it via the interception at the 35-yard line. They took the return all the way to the Dort College 46. Here's the call on the field.
During the return and the interception, and one block, number 93, 15-yard penalty, first down.
So Jordan Carlson gets called for a low block, and that's going to take the play back from where it was marked at midfield all the way back to the, well, it was actually in Dort College territory. The ball was at, the infraction occurred at the 50. They take it back 15 yards, and Northwestern will run one play here as the first quarter comes to an end. 2 seconds remaining, Blumendahl in the shotgun. Send a man in motion from left to right. Snap back to Blumendahl. Blumendahl passes it off to the receiver in the flat, and Aaron Francis comes up, makes the tackle. No gain on the play on the completion to Sam Rall. And that's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Northwestern 7. Dort College 7. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Well, that last pass completion was to Bryce Biker. So that was the completion for no gain. Northwestern with a football. Second down and 10. They hand it up to Smith, and Smith is brought down after a 5-yard gain on the play. He's taken down at the 40-yard line, lost his hat in the process. Well, we've had several number changes this afternoon as now Seth Vandevort, they tell me, is wearing number 25 today instead of number 40. First quarter statistics, looking at the time of possession, Dort College 754, Northwestern 706. Third down and 5 for Northwestern at their own 40. Back to pass is Blumendahl. Timing pattern completed to Grunendijk. First down into Dort College territory at the 48-yard line, and James Roundhorst upends him. Sends him head over heels at the 48, but it's enough for a first down for Northwestern. So Northwestern has the football at the 49-yard line. That's where they'll mark him. Brandon Smith, 42 yards rushing for Northwestern in the first quarter. Daniel Fennig with 36 for the defenders. First down and 10 for Northwestern, tied up 7-7. And a flag on the play, and that would usually indicate stoppage in play. That's going to come back against the offense. Let's get the call from Randy Schnackenberg down on the field. So false start against Northwestern. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. First down and 15 for Northwestern. Fake the handoff. Blumendahl runs it himself, and Blumendahl is inside the 50. Gains back the 5 yards that he lost. Blumendahl, as talking to Coach Achterhoff yesterday, talked about the quarterback change. Jamie Rosenbaum was the starter last year. Said Blumendahl probably isn't as adept at running the option as Rosenbaum, but Blumendahl will get the tough inside yards, and there's a case in point where he picked up 5 when it didn't look like there was much there. Second down and 10, back to pass is Blumendahl. Blumendahl under pressure, pass over the middle, is snagged, and that's a first down to the Dort College 36-yard line. A gain of 13 on the play, and the pass was completed to Tyler Walker. Walker makes the grab, and Northwestern has it in Dort College territory at the 36-yard line. 7-7 our score, 13:30 left to play in the first half. Blumendahl hands it off to Smith. Smith past the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be brought down by two Dort College defensive backs, Anthony Hallam and Aaron Francis, make the stop at the 25-yard line. Gain of 11 on the play. It's going to be first down and 10 for Northwestern as they get the call in from the sideline. 7-7, early in the second quarter. In the pistol is Blumendahl. He's got Smith in the backfield with him. Fake the handoff to Smith. Pass is completed to Grunendike. Grunendike inside the 10 down to the 12-yard line. And that is a gain of 13 on the play. And Northwestern has it in Dort College territory now at the 11-yard line. First down and 10 for Northwestern at the 11. They can gain the first down without getting into the end zone. Bikers wide, lined up wide to the right. Grunendike to the left. Blumendahl facing a three-man front for the defenders. Blumendahl hands it off to Smith. Smith brought down on the play. And one of the players for Dort College, Sam Ashmore, coming up to make the stop. A gain of 3 on the play for Smith. It's going to be second down. Second down and 7 for Northwestern. 12:27 left to play in the first half. 7-7 our score in the backfield with Blumendahl, new running back for Northwestern. That's Jesse Selgeby. They're going to run the option to the right to Selgeby. Pitches it. He's got it at the 10. And brought down by James Roundhorst at the 5-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play. It's going to be third down. Gain of a couple on the play. Down to the 5. So it's going to be third down and 4, it appears. Third down and 4. 11:50 left to play in the first half. 7-7 our score. The Dort College defense trying to hold Northwestern out, again deep in their own territory. Running the option to the left. Now Blumendahl's going to pass it to the end zone, and he's out of bounds, incomplete. He came down with his foot on the chalk, did Grunendike. Beg your pardon, Walker. Walker came down with his foot on the paint in the end zone on the sideline, and that'll bring up fourth down in Northwestern. A decision to make, and it appears they're going to kick the field goal. Brett Bush on for the attempt. He'll be kicking with the wind. This will be a 22-yard field goal attempt. He'll kick out of the hold of Jamie Rosenbaum. Let's see if Dort College can get a push up front. Bush, a straight-on kicker. Snap is down. The kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And Northwestern leads it 10-7. 10-7 our score, Northwestern, with the scoring drive, but the Dort College defense prevents the touchdown, and Dort College trails 10-7. Back with more after this. For Northwestern, a drive that started on their own 35-yard line results in a 22-yard field goal. Bringing the ball out is Pickney from his own 5 to the 15 to the 20. 25, he could be gone. 40, 45, 50, one man to beat. There he goes. 40, 30, no flags on the play. Trey Pickney, touchdown return, and the Dort College defenders have the lead. Trey Pickney races up the right sideline, and we talked about it before the game. You need your big play guys to make big plays. Daniel Fennig with a rushing touchdown. Trey Pickney with a kickoff return for a touchdown. And the Dort College defenders have the lead with 11:21 left to play in this first half. Barry Dykstra is on to attempt the point after, trying to give Dort College a 14-10 lead. He'll kick it out of the hold of Kyle Henricks. Henricks will take the snap. It's down. The kick is up. And Dykstra gets it through into the wind, and the Dort College defenders have a 14-10 advantage. 95 yards for Trey Pickney. We've got a player hurt for Northwestern. A player down on the field for the Red Raiders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads 14-10. An electrifying return by Dort College's Trey Pickney and the Dort College defenders get the lead on the 94-yard touchdown return by Pickney. And once Pickney got to about the 35-yard line, you knew he was gone. He had one man to beat. That was the kicker. And we've got a player hurt for Northwestern being assisted off of the field. I believe that is Stanley Fleming III, a 6'3", 215-pounder. He's being helped off of the field, and he is not putting any weight on that right leg. So Dort College leading 14-10 with 11:21 left to play in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. They're also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. So the kick return by Trey Pickney, and the Dort College defenders have the lead at 14-10. We're set to kick off. Kevin Giese will kick off into the wind. A high end-over-end kick taken by Northwestern. It bounces at the 25. Bringing it out is Bartman. Bartman has a seam. He's going to be forced towards the sideline, and he's going to be ridden down at the 42-yard line of Dort College. So Bartman able to make something out of nothing, fumbled it momentarily, but picked it up, and now Northwestern will take over in Dort College territory at the 41-yard line. First down and 10 for the Raiders as they try to bounce back after allowing the kick return for a touchdown. 11:12 remaining. First half, 14-10, Dort College in front. A sustained drive to score their first touchdown, a big play to score their second. Davis Blumendahl in the backfield along with Smith. Blumendahl turns, hands, gives to Smith. Smith not much there, and he's going to be thrown down by, well, he's going to be wrestled down by Austin Bosma. Austin Bosma comes through. Grabs Smith, doesn't allow him any room to run, and finishes off the tackle of Brandon Smith at the 48-yard line. Had to wait and see where they were going to mark him down. It's a 7-yard loss. Second down and 17 for Northwestern. Walker is lined up to the left. In the slot is Grunendijk. Blumendahl turns, hands, gives to Smith. Smith, the ball carrier, and Smith gains back the 70 lost, but a slew of Dort College tacklers there to finish him off. So a gain of 8. He got back the 7 yards plus 1. It'll be third down and long. Third and long for Northwestern. 10:24 left to play in the first half. 14-10, Dort College in front. Blumendahl is in the pistol. Selgeby's in the backfield with him. Biker is split off to the left. Three-man front for the defenders. They fake the handoff. Blumendahl under pressure. Pass over the middle intended for Salgaby. Falls incomplete. Salgaby's pass is incomplete. The Northwestern coaching staff wanting a penalty of some sort. Coach Kyle Achterhoff out on the field near the numbers. Beside himself. Decision time to make. It's going to be fourth down and 8. Northwestern is going to kick it with the wind. They're going to try to pin Dort College deep with Dort College moving into the wind. So Dort College will send the punt team onto the field. Now watch for the fake here. Northwestern, not a lot to lose at this point. Probably 20 or 30 yards is all. So watch for the fake. Let's see if they do. No, they snap it back to the punter and wobbler to the right side. Goes out of bounds near the 20. Alex Harrington punted it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College football at the 17-yard line. So Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 17 with 9:55 remaining in the first half. So Dort College will send the offense onto the field. Let's see if they can sustain a drive, take some time off the clock, and get back some field position. The Dort College defenders leading 14-10. Daniel Fennig in the backfield along with Justin Knott. You've got Pickney and DeMay to the right. Send DeMay in motion from right to left. Darryl Van Grouse on the left side. That's the narrow side of the field. Knott hands it off. Fennig. Fennig, nothing there. Fennig is thrown down. A 7-yard loss on the play. Tackle for Northwestern by Aaron Jansen. Jansen, the linebacker, throws Fennig to the ground. It'll be second down and long. This is where you've got to pick up some yardage. Faced with the opportunity, Northwestern would love to force Dort College to punt into the wind. Second down and long, 9:20 left to play in the first half. Justin Knott in the pistol. He's got Fennig behind him. Back to Knott. Knott, pass completed to Pickney. Pickney to the 15, to the 17, and he gains back the 7 yards. Dort College lost on the first down play. And they're faced now with third down and 10. Third and 10 coming for the defenders at their own 18-yard line. They need to get to the 28 for a first down, deep in their own territory. Checking out for a quick breather, that's Sam Stephenson. Stephenson, number 69, checks out of the football game for the time being. Jordan Huseman's over the football. Dort College in the pistol. Got Pickney to the right. Fennig's in the backfield. Greece is in the slot to the left. Sam DeMay on the far side split out. Hand off to Fennig. Fennig nowhere to go. Fennig thrown for a 2-yard loss. He's down on the play at the 15-yard line. A loss of two. It'll be fourth down. Flag on the play. And if that's against Northwestern, that's a costly one. If that's an unsportsmanlike, and that's when the flag comes out, if that's against Northwestern, that's an automatic first down. Let's wait and see what the call is from the officials. And again, Coach Kyle Achterhoff now past the numbers on the far side. He's between the numbers and the hash mark. He wants an explanation from one of his players. He'll retreat to the sideline. Let's go to Randy Schnackenberg for the call. So another costly penalty. This time it's Ben Aguilera. Aguilera called for the 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. And that gives Dort College not only 15 yards, but an automatic first down. 8:19 remaining in the first half. Dort College leading 14-10. 8:10 and counting. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Let's see if Dort College can make Northwestern pay for the infraction and the miscue. They hand it off. Here's Fennig. Fennig had a seam, and it gets closed up quickly. No gain on the play. That's Dylan Green on the tackle. Fennig loses a pair on the play. Well, Aguilera gets called for the penalty but stays on the field. He's a leading tackler for Northwestern. It's going to be second down and 12 now. Dort College leading 14-10. We've reached the midpoint of the second quarter. Huseman's over the football. Justin Knott is in the pistol. He's got Skolton to his left. Snap back to Knott. Knott under pressure. Flares it out for Fennig. Fennig jitterbugs and loses the football. It's down on the ground, and it's picked up by Dort College at the 30. So they hang on to the football. Dort College got on top of it. One of the linemen following it up, and Fennig had that one knocked away from behind. They'll rule the pass complete, and Dort College will maintain possession of it. I believe Patrick Vischer got back on top of it, number 54, the right guard for the defenders. And that'll bring up third down and 12. So third and 12 coming up here. Clock continues to roll with 6:40 left to go in the half. Justin Knott in the shotgun. Hands it off Fennig. Fennig to the 30, to the 35, and brought down at the 36-yard line. Not enough for a first down. Stopped 5 yards shy of the first down. And Dort College will be forced to punt. So Dort College will be faced with a fourth down and 5. Well, for watching from the opposite side of the field, you can watch the Northwestern sideline very clearly, the opponent's sideline, and the Northwestern coaching staff patrolling that sideline, and they are working it pretty hard. Darryl Van Grau on to punt. Snap gets back to Van Grau, gets away, a high end-over-end kick. That's going to take a bounce for Northwestern, and down by Chris Butler. Butler grabs it at the 49-yard line, and Chris Butler is hit immediately. Chris Butler, number 3, brought down at the 49-yard line, and that's where Northwestern will start this drive with 5:47 left to go in the half. Let's see if Dort College's defense has one more stop in them. Here in the first half, Northwestern will come onto the field. Biker is off to the left. Grunendijk to the far side, the wide side of the field. Football on the near hash mark. Bartman and Smith are in the backfield for Northwestern. Blumenau in the pistol. They turn, they hand, they give it to Smith. He's got room to run. He's to the 40, and he's going to go. He's to the 35-30, and maybe Green will get him. No, into the end zone, touchdown, Smith. And Brandon Smith gives Northwestern the lead back at 16-14. On a 49-yard touchdown run, beg your pardon, a 51-yard touchdown run, and Northwestern's back in front at 16-14, pending the point after by Bush. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. On to kick the extra point is Brett Bush. Snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. Northwestern has a 17-14 lead. 17-14 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Northwestern takes the lead back at 17-14. Northwestern kicking off to Aaron Francis. He's at the 5 to the 10 to the 15 to the 20, and he is thrown down at the 22-yard line. There's a flag on the play, and this one's likely coming back. Flag was thrown at the 18-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for Dort College, pending this penalty, and this one very well may be from inside the 10-yard line for Dort College with 5:32 left to go in the first half. So Northwestern struck quickly. It's been a story of big plays on the last two scores. Dort College with a kick return. Here's the call. So Anthony Hallam gets called for a block in the back, and the Dort College defenders will have it first down and 10, and they're going to mark it at the 9-yard line. So Dort College first down and 10 at their own 9 with 5:32 remaining. First half of play, Northwestern leads at 17-14. Justin Knott in the backfield with him is Daniel Fennig. You've got Skolt lined up to the left as the fullback. Back to throw is Knott. Knott pass is intercepted by Chris Butler. It's caught at the 29-yard line, and he's thrown down immediately. An ill-advised pass by Justin Knott into coverage, trying to find Trey Pickney, and Butler takes it away. And Northwestern now has a short field to work with at the 28-yard line, and the Dort College defense must come up with a stop. 5:25 left to go in the half. Butler steps in front of the pass, and Justin Knott trying to thread the needle, and there wasn't much space there. And now Northwestern has the football with great field position, and let's see if the Dort College defense can make something good happen. Bartman along with Smith is in the backfield with Blumendahl. They put Biker off to the left. In the slot to the right is Grunendijk. Dropping back to pass is Blumendahl after the play action. Pass is completed over the middle. Tackle made by John Leachens, but the pass completed for a first down for Northwestern's Eli Grunendijk. He's down at the 17-yard line. Gain of 11 on the play. It's first down and 10 at the 17. Sunshine breaking through here in Sioux Center. In the pistol is Blumendahl. Blumendahl keeps it himself this time. He picks up a couple yards on the play. He's brought down inside the 15. And that's going to bring up second down and 7. Well, for the Dort College defense, you start thinking in terms of just make a stop and force a field goal try and don't allow them into the end zone. Biker lines up to the left. On the far side, Walker and Grunendijk. They send Grunendijk in motion from right to left. He's in the slot on the left side, matched up with there by Aaron Francis. Smith with the ball carrier, and Smith is brought down at the 10-yard line. It's going to be third down and 2. Third and 2, Northwestern leading 17-14, 4:24 and counting, first half. So third down and 2 coming. Don't anticipate Northwestern doing anything fancy here. You've got Bartman and Smith in the backfield. Biker looking to the sideline, wants the play call. Send a man in motion from right to left. That's Grunendijk again. Same formation. They turn, hand give to Bartman. Bartman's got the first down, keeps the leg churning. He's down to the 5-yard line. A gain of 5 on the play for Northwestern. That's a first down. It'll be first down and goal to go for Northwestern at the Dort College 5-yard line. 3:50 and counting, first half. Northwestern threatening. Blumendahl in the shotgun, 3 down linemen for the defenders. Back to pass is Blumendahl rolling right, and the pass is completed to Walker just inside the pylon. Touchdown, Northwestern. A 6-yard completion from Blumendahl to Walker in the corner of the end zone, the front corner of the end zone, and Walker reels in the 6-yard aerial, and Northwestern has scored 13 unanswered, pending the point after with 3:36 left to go in the first half. 23-14 our score, Northwestern. Trying to stretch it out to a 10-point lead. Bush on to attempt the point after. Snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And Northwestern leads at 24-14. Back with more after this. Northwestern leads at 24-14. They've scored 14 unanswered. They've got a 10-point advantage after Dort College took the lead 14-10 on a kick return. Northwestern's Mike O'Brien kicks a low-line drive kick, and it goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it went into the end zone and then out of bounds on the fly. And it'll be a touchback for Dort College at their own 20. Certainly looked for all intents and purposes like that was going out of bounds. And now Dort College will send the offense onto the field with 3:36 remaining. 3:36 left to go. First half, Dort College trailing 24-14. Sam DeMay in motion from right to left. Trey Pickney is lined up to the left. Daniel Fennig in the backfield. They fake the handoff. Not rolling right, buying time near the sideline. He's going to have to tuck it away and try to run. He gains 5 yards on the play. Just barely not is able to escape the collapsing pocket. Gerard Flewellen makes the tackle, but not before not gains 6 yards on the scramble. And by the time it's all said and done, they're going to mark him at the 27-yard line, so a gain of 7 on the play. Grease comes in from the sideline. That's David Grease running the play in for Dort College. Defenders facing second down and 3. Second and 3, Knott in the shotgun. He's got Fennig to the left. 2 receivers to the left as well. Back to pass is Knott. Northwestern sends 3. Knott gets away from one would-be tackler. Now he's going to try to fight his way forward thrown for a 2-yard loss on the play. And it's going to be third down and 5. Third down and 5. Northwestern able to collapse the pocket. Justin Knott able to struggle forward. Was able to fend off the big loss. Bringing the play in from the sideline now is Kyle Skolton. So Dort College facing third down and 5. 2:20 left to play in the half. Dort College trailing 24-14. Third down and 5 for the defenders. Fenix in the backfield along with Knott. You've got two receivers stacked to the left. That's Pickney and DeMay. Back to throw is Knott. Pass towards the sideline. Incomplete. Intended for Van Grau. And Darryl Van Grau slides, tries to make the grab, falls incomplete though, and that's going to bring up fourth down and 5 and stops the clock, and Northwestern could get the ball in good field position again, kicking into the wind. Darryl Van Grau will stay on the field. He'll be kicking into the wind. Last time, he got too much air under it, and the wind just pushed it back. Now, that wind you don't think is terribly strong, but on that kick, really neutralized things. Van Grau will kick this away from his own 10-yard line. Line of scrimmage is at the 25. Northwestern brings a rush, and it's blocked. It's on the ground. Northwestern's going to scoop it up. They might race in for a touchdown. Tripped up at the 10. Now the football's loose again, but they say that Mitchell Jansen was down before he coughed it up. And Northwestern will have it deep in Dort College territory, threatening to make it 3 scores in a row. Punt got blocked. They brought the rush. Van Grau didn't get it away quickly enough. And now Northwestern's got it at the Dort College 7-yard line, trying to capitalize on the short field. 1:48 left to play in the half. And Northwestern will send their offense onto the field. Selgeby and Smith are in the backfield along with Blumendahl. Got Walker and Grunendijk left and right. They're on the right hash mark. Northwestern first down and goal inside the Dort College 10. They hand it off to Smith. Smith stutter steps into the end zone. Touchdown, Northwestern. Didn't waste any time that time, did Northwestern. And they have taken a 30-14 lead. 30-14 our score, pending the point after. It was not that long ago, and this was a 14-10 lead for Dort College. But Northwestern has responded in rapid fashion. They got a 51-yard touchdown run by Smith. Another touchdown moments ago, and they capitalized on a short field. Extra points through, and the Northwestern Red Raiders lead it now 31-14 with 1:43 left to go in the half. 1:43 left to go in the half, and halftime can't come soon enough right now for the Dort College defenders. They've surrendered 3 touchdowns in a row. After leading 14-10 near the midpoint of the second quarter, Northwestern has responded with 3 touchdowns. Deep kickoff taken by Francis at the 5 to the 10 to the 15. Still on his feet, flags on the play. This one's coming back. Francis makes it out to the 26-yard line. He's whistled down. Flag thrown at the 15. This one's in all likelihood coming back, as that's usually a block in the back or a hold in that location. 1:35 left to go in the first half. Dort College trailing at 31-14. Here's the call from Randy Schnackenberg. So block in the back called, I believe, on Trace Bozarth. If they said that was number 42, today's broadcast. Dort College is going to have it first down and 10 now at their own 7-yard line. And Northwestern, I believe, has 2 timeouts left, so they can stop the clock. Today's broadcast made possible by Dr. James A. Jesperson Dental Clinic in Rock Valley and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. Justin Knott sends a man in motion from left to right. That's DeMay. Narrow side of the field. Knott turns, hands, gives to Fennig. Fennig at the 7, running backwards now with his back to the Northwestern defense. Keeps backpedaling through for a 1-yard gain on the play. It's going to be second down and 9. Northwestern will use one timeout here. Timeout on the field, charge to the Red Raiders as they try to preserve the clock. Trying to get it back one more time here in the first half. Back with more after this. to 14, Northwestern uses a timeout to preserve the clock. Dort College facing second down and nine. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, 722-2313. They hand it off to Fennig. No, they fake the handoff. Back to throw is not passed over the middle, is incomplete, and the closest man to it was a Northwestern player at the 40-yard line. That was Matt Cruz, who very nearly picks it off at the 40-yard line. Instead, it's third down, and the clock stops. So Dort College took a shot down the field. The clock stops on the play, and now Darryl Van Grau will run the play in from the sideline. Kyle Skolten will check out. And actually, the play will come in from the via signal to Justin Knott. 13 seconds on the play clock. Dort College may need a timeout. 10 seconds left. Now 9. They hustle up to the line of scrimmage. 5 seconds. They've got everyone set. And Dort College is going to call a timeout. Timeout charge to the defenders to prevent a 5-yard penalty. 1:16 remaining. Back with more after this. 1:20 remaining in the first half. Dort College facing a third down and 9, they're calling it, at their own 9-yard line. They had to use a timeout to prevent a possible delay of game penalty. The clock was winding down. It was under 5 seconds, and they had everyone set, but Coach John Heavener didn't want to risk it and calls a timeout. 1:20 remaining. Dort College set at the line of scrimmage. Open backfield. You've got Fennig lining up as a wing, actually. Two receivers to the right. Hand it off to Fennig. Fennig trying to get free, and Fennig is thrown for a loss on the play. Got back to the 5, and that was it. A loss of 5 on the play. Northwestern will call another timeout. Preserving the clock again. They'll get it back in good shape. They could get this one somewhere around the 30 or 35-yard line after the punt. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Boer & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at boerandsons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. So Dort College is forced to punt. It'll be Lucas Carls punting with his heels on the back line of the end zone. Line of scrimmage is at the 5. Northwestern blocked the last punt. Chris Butler is at the 35-yard line of the Dort College defenders. Carls gets it away, left-footed kick, angling towards the sideline. Takes a Northwestern bounce, picked up by Butler. Butler fumbles it, though. And he never had control of it, and they'll mark him down at the 15. Not sure if that contacted a Dort player, which prompted it to be whistled dead, but Northwestern will now have it, first down and 10. Inside the 20 at the 15, and they're looking for another touchdown here at the end of the first half. Things turn south quickly. Dort College was up 14-10, and now Northwestern sends the offense onto the field. Let's see if Dort College can get something good. And we've got a committee meeting happening right now. 5 of the officials in on a meeting on the far sideline at the 15-yard line. I'm a little puzzled as to why that play was whistled dead when it was. Chris Butler came racing up to try and field it and take advantage of a napping Dort College coverage team. It was a broken play. And he never gained control of it. Now, when he touched it, it should have been a live ball as the ball was still loose. I don't know if we'll get an indication from the official. We'll get an indication from the official here. I don't understand that. I am at a loss for why that call is made. First down and goal to go at the 6. I don't understand it. Blumendahl back to pass. Empty backfield, and he's going to race to the end zone. And Blumendahl is into the end zone for a touchdown. I am still baffled as to why they placed the ball where they did, they being the officials. Obviously, there had to be something that happened that I did not see from up here in the press box, but as it is, Blumendahl gets in from 6 yards out and makes it a 37-14 score. Bush is on to attempt the point after, trying to make it 38-14 and four straight scores for the Raiders. They lead it now 38-14. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Well, there is not one person up in the press box who has any idea what happened on that punt play where Northwestern got the ball at the 6. And to say that I'm baffled is an understatement. So the end result is Blumendahl gets into the end zone on the first play from scrimmage, and every once in a while when you're the favorite, you get the breaks, and that may have been the case on that last sequence. So Northwestern now kicking off with the wind, and the ball blows off of the tee a couple of times, and they may have to use someone to hold the football. Northwestern teeing it up at the 30-yard line. So Northwestern will be kicking off from their own 30. First down, and Dort College will get it with under a minute left to play in the half. Kicking off will be Mike O'Brien. So O'Brien will kick off with his team leading now 38-14 as we approach halftime. End-over-end kick. It'll be taken short by the defenders. Taken by Pickney at the 11. He's at the 15, and now they will whistle the play dead. A Dort College player signaled for a fair catch. And Dort College will get the football first down and 10 at their own 11. Seconds left to go in the first half. And Dort College will have it first down and 10 at their own 16. Jordan Huseman over the football. Justin Knott sends a man in motion from left to right. That's Sam DeMay. Snap is back to Knott. Knott turns, hands, gives to Lennard. Is that Lennard Manuel making an appearance? I believe Lennard Manuel is into the football game. I thought I caught a glimpse of him earlier this afternoon in for one play. He picks up 3 yards on the play. 38 seconds left to go, first half. And Dort College will take their time in the huddle, and they'll get up to the line of scrimmage. This, in all likelihood, will be the last play of the first half. 38-14, our score. Knott hands it off to Manuel. Manuel, nothing there, and he's brought down for a 3-yard loss on the play. It's going to be second down and 12, and that's how the first half will end. 38-14, our score. Northwestern leading Dort College at halftime. Back with a recap of the first half scoring right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Scoring sequence. Keep in mind, this was a 14-10 ball game with 5:37 left to go in the first half yet. Northwestern scores four touchdowns in the final 5:37 with the wind. And this game turned from a 14-10 advantage into 38-14 for Northwestern at halftime. Scoring, Jordan Mikalev, an 8-yard touchdown pass from Davis Blumendahl, 7-0, Northwestern led. 5:01 left to go in the first quarter. Daniel Fennig went in from 15 yards out, capping an 8-play, 71-yard drive, 7-7 the score. Northwestern scored on an 11-play, 59-yard drive with 11:34 left to go in the first half. Brett Bush kicked a 22-yard field goal to make it 10-7 Northwestern. On the ensuing kickoff, Trey Pickney raced 94 yards for a kickoff return and a touchdown to make it 14-10 Dort College. We played scoreless football for the next 6 minutes, but Northwestern took control of the game with four straight scores. Brandon Smith, a 51-yard touchdown run on the first play from scrimmage on that series, made it 17-14. A little over 2 minutes later, Tyler Walker gathered in a 5-yard touchdown pass from Davis Blumendahl to make it 24-14. Brandon Smith had a 70-yard touchdown run to capitalize on a 7-yard field for Northwestern, and Northwestern got the ball back at the 6-yard line after a Dort College punt and a busted play where nobody actually understood why Northwestern got the football at the 6-yard line. But as it is, Northwestern scored on the first play from scrimmage on that drive as well. 38-14, that's where we stand at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back up with a rundown of the individual numbers right after this. Taking a look then at the statistics, Brandon Smith, 14 carries for 126 yards for Northwestern. Davis Melimendel, 6 carries for 16 yards for Dort College. Daniel Fennig, 12 carries for 32 yards. And Leonard Manuel, 2 carries for 5 yards. Overall, Dort College on the ground, 17 carries for 29 yards. Northwestern, by comparison, 23 carries for 152 yards. Passing, Justin Knott, 6 of 13, but he's thrown 3 interceptions, 78 yards. Davis Blumendahl, 14 for 17 in the air, 172 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Sam DeMay, 2 catches for Dort College for 41 yards. Trey Pickney, 2 catches for 12 yards. Daryl Van Grau, a catch for 25 yards. Eli Grunendijk has 5 catches for Northwestern for 81 yards. Tyler Walker, 5 catches for 56 yards. Bryce Biker, 2 catches for 6 yards. Brandon Smith, 1 catch for 21 yards. Austin Bosma has 3 solos and 3 assisted stops for the Dort College defenders. James Roundhorst, 4 unassisted tackles. Todd Green, 3 solos, 2 assists. Aaron Francis, 2 solos, 3 assists. Nate Van Ginkel for Northwestern, 3 solos and 2 assists. Aaron Jansen, 3 solos and 1 assist. Paul Lundgren, 2 solos and 1 assisted stop. Total yardage, Northwestern 324 yards, Dort College 107. Total time of possession, Dort College 15:51, Northwestern 14:09. Penalties, Northwestern 5 penalties for 57 yards, Dort College 2 penalties for 33 yards. Northwestern is converted on 2 of 6 third down conversions. Dort College 0 of 6 on third down conversion tries. Dort College has converted a fourth down attempt, while Northwestern was 0-4-2. 38-14 Northwestern at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Checking to see if we can find any Great Plains Athletic Conference scores from this afternoon. Currently, Nebraska Wesleyan leading Hastings 10-7. That's near halftime. Midland leads Dakota Wesleyan 14-6 at halftime. Doan leads Concordia 20-13. And Morningside over Briarcliff 31-0. near the end of the first half. Dort College men's basketball team will be playing Trinity Christian at 3 o'clock this afternoon, tipping off in Palos Heights, Illinois. That game will be available via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. Click on the icon near the to the right of the Dort College versus Trinity game on the schedule, and you'll be able to listen to that contest via a webcast from Palos Heights. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, coming up for the Dort College football team. This marks the conclusion of the season, and Monday begins preparations for the 2012 football season. But for right now, Dort College needs to close things out, see if they can close it out on a positive note. Even though they trail 38-14 at halftime, can still possibly build on some positives. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ireton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Their member, FDIC. By Dr. James A. Jesperson Dental Clinic in Rock Valley. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of what's coming up in terms of Dort College athletics for the coming week right after this. You're listening to KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Some of the players for Dort College out of the halftime locker room warming up for the second half. We don't have the entire team out as of yet. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. 722-2313, and by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC. Taking a look at the Dort College rundown of what's been happening on the campus. Dort College basketball victorious in a pair of games last night. Dort College defeats St. Xavier 71-61 in Chicago, or in the Chicagoland area. Dort College uses a 17-2 run in men's basketball midway through that second half to turn a six-point deficit into an advantage. They rode that the rest of the way. It was a four-point ball game with a little over a minute left to go in regulation. Dort College made six consecutive free throws to push the lead back up to 10 and were never challenged after that. Made enough defensive stops and made their free throws at the end for a 10-point victory. Dort College was led in scoring last night in men's basketball by Jordan Vogel with 15, Chris Severs had 14, 29 points out of the post for the defenders, along with 7 and 8 rebounds respectively. 13 points for Cliff Warner, 13 for Trevor Waltersdorf, and another 8 for Kyle Lindberg to go with 12 rebounds and 6 assists. One block shot and 2 steals for the sophomore from Florida. That's a pretty solid all-around line for him as Dort College improves to 5-0. Speaking of the Dort College men's basketball team, Trevor Waltersdorf is the 28th member of the 1,000 Career Point Club at Dort College. He went past that mark in a win over William Penn on Thursday night. And he advances up a few more spots with his 13-point night last night. He's now got 1,017. He's in 25th place, trailing Randy Ostra's 1029. Also of note, Waltersdorf passed his father, Kevin, on the all-time scoring list this past season. Kevin Waltersdorf played for the Defenders from 1977 to 1981, totaled 985 points and 559 rebounds during his career for Dort College. Dort College women victorious last night over Waldorf, 77-50. This one was over almost immediately. Dort College got out to a 19-2 lead, 38-14 lead at halftime. They roll to the 27-point victory, 77-50. Brianna Spronk, 18 points. Caravan Dyke, 12 points, 13 rebounds. Jamie Cook and Danelle Bone had 10 points apiece. Next up for both basketball teams, well, the Dort College men have that Trinity Christian game to take care of today. But after that, a week from today, they open the GPAC schedule against Doan. 1 week from this afternoon, and that'll be at the DeWitt Gymnasium. On the Dort College calendar for this week, women's and men's junior varsity basketball versus Briarcliff on the 14th at home at the DeWitt. On the 15th, the women's basketball team is scheduled to host Minnesota, or travel to Minnesota West along with the men's basketball team as well. So Monday and Tuesday, junior varsity basketball, and then a pretty light last half of the week with the Dort College cross country team heading to the national meet, the NAI National Championships, on the 19th, 1 week from today at Vancouver, Washington. Congratulations to Coach Greg Van Dyke on being named the Great Plains Athletic Conference Coach of the Year in men's cross country. The Dort College men qualify as a team for the first time since 1980, while the Dort College women will send two runners, Renee Bukema and Michelle Steiger, both qualify for the NAI National Championship meet as individuals. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewegs, a broker. By the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rodabors and Agents, 712-737-6000. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. We are almost set to begin the second half of play. Dort College trailing 38-14, and this one turned quickly. Dort College had an early lead, and we're up 14-10 with 6 minutes showing on the clock. And from there, in all honesty, things went south quickly. Northwestern scored four touchdowns in the final 5:37 of the first half on a combined eight plays. They had three drives of one play each. Twice they were the beneficiaries of exceptionally short fields, 7 and 6 yards. The other time, Brandon Smith raced in from 51 yards out. That was the one that kind of broke things open. Dort College went from up 14-10 to down 17-14. And then it was a 28-yard field to work with, a 70-yard field to work with, and a 6-yard field to work with. And Northwestern has a lead of 38-14 at halftime. Just about set for the beginning of the second half. And I believe the defenders will be getting the ball to start the second half. Both teams break their huddles. Seemed like an exceptionally long halftime today. And Northwestern will be kicking off. They'll be kicking off with the wind. And hard to believe, year number four for Dort College football. We're down to the final half of this contest and this season, for that matter. Northwestern has taken control of this contest. Let's see if Dort College can get something good to happen here at halftime, in the early part of the second half. Back deep for the defenders will be Pickney and Fennig. They're the return men stationed just inside the 10-yard line. Mike O'Brien will be kicking off for Northwestern. And the second half is underway. An end-over-end kick. It'll be taken by Fennig at the 12. Fennig brings it back to the middle of the field. He's to the 20, to the 25, 30. He might go. He's to the 40, to midfield. He's going to be angled out of bounds in Dort College, in Northwestern territory. inside the 45 at the 42-yard line. Ran out of room to Daniel Fennig. He had white shirts chasing him. And the defenders will take over first down and 10 in Northwestern territory at the 42-yard line. Well, we saw Leonard Manuel in the first half, checked in and ran the ball on a couple of occasions. He will check back into the ballgame, and he will run again for the defenders. It's been a while since we've seen big number 26 in the backfield. Good to see him getting one last round of carries here in the season, a season that began with a lot of promise for him, but then was sidelined or was upended due to injury. Pass to Grease. Grease makes the catch at the 20. He's inside the 15 to the 10. 5. Touchdown, Dort College. The defenders strike for a touchdown. That'll go for 42 yards from Knott to Grease. And the Dort College defenders break the string of touchdowns by Northwestern with that pass catch by Grease on the far side. And the Dort College defenders are on the board first here in the second half. They trail 38-20. 38-20 our score. Barry Dykstra on to attempt the point after. Snap is down. The kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And the defenders trail 38-21. 38-21 our score. Back with the kickoff right after this. Big plays galore for Dort College and Northwestern this afternoon. A 42-yard pass and catch from Knott to Grease. Dort College trails 38-21, 14:40 left to go in the third period. Giese, the end-over-end kick, that's up into the air. A lot of air under that one, and Northwestern will be downed at the 35-yard line. Aaron Francis coming up to make the tackle on Ethan Lynch. Lynch fielding the ball at the 35-yard line as Dort College able to run under that high kick. Now Northwestern with their first possession of the second half. Matt Smulders is in at a nose tackle for the defenders. You got Micah Applegate at the left defensive end. Jonathan Gardner's on the right side. Wearing number 25 this afternoon is Seth Vandevort. So Vandevort had to change jerseys. Not sure why, but he is in number 25 this afternoon. They hand it off. And up the middle, that's Smith. Smith, a 4-yard gain on the play. Second down and 6. Second and 6, Smulders able to submarine the play. Also there, Mark Mejia. It's going to bring up second down and 6 yards to go. Davis Blumendahl in the backfield. He's got Biker split off to the right. He's in the slot. Walker's to the far side. Ball's on the near hash mark. They turn and hand it. With a football is Selgeby. Selgeby at midfield, and he's forced out of bounds. An 11-yard gain on the play for the Raider running back. And the Northwestern Red Raiders have a first down in Dort College territory. They'll mark it at the 49-yard line. 49-yard line, first down and 10 for Northwestern in Dort College territory. So Northwestern in the pistol, this is Blumendahl, barking signals. He turns, fakes the handoff. He's going to air it out over the middle. Pass is completed. Ball comes loose. It's down on the ground. Picked up by Todd Green. And now they will rule it incomplete, and I don't believe it. I absolutely cannot believe what has happened on a couple of calls this afternoon. As they call the pass incomplete. Coach John Heefner as well can't believe it. He's down on the sideline. The ball came free after it was completed to Joey Spoolstra. And the defenders cannot catch a break this afternoon. Northwestern with a football. This is Selgeby. Selgeby at the 40-yard line, and he's brought down at the 39. A first down for Northwestern in Dort College territory at the 39-yard line. So a gain of 11 on the play. It'll be first down and 10 for Northwestern. 13:25 left to play in the third period. Empty backfield as they send Smith off to the left on the far on the near side. Five receivers set for Northwestern. Back to throw is Blumendahl. Blumendahl pass is completed to Walker. Walker a 9-yard gain on the play. inside the 30, down at the 29. Bryce Cruz coming into the contest, Fort Ord College, along with Garrett Van Leeuwen. Smolders and Applegate will check out for the defenders. Another first down for Northwestern inside Ord College territory at the 28. Blumendahl takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He's going to run option to the right, keeps it himself, spins and is brought down inside the 25. Ball's on the ground. Don't be surprised if they say the runner was down, though. Let's wait for the indication. The initial indication is that a Dort College player has it, and it's Dort College football, but I'm not going to rest easy until Dort College has the offense on the field and they've actually got the ball. One of the officials did signal Dort College football. It was Garrett Van Leeuwen who comes up with it. And the Dort College defenders finally get the turnover that was negated moments ago after their tight end had fumbled and they ruled it incomplete. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 23-yard line. So Dort College in the shotgun with Justin Knott. Daniel Fennig, no, they go to the pistol. Fennig's behind Knott. You've got the fullback set to the right. Fake the handoff. Rolling right is Knott. Knott pass to the sideline, completed to Pickney. Pickney to the 40-yard line. Now they say he was out at the 39, but a gain of 15 on the play. First down, Dort College. Well, the defenders, if they're going to go down this afternoon, they're going to go down flinging it all over the yard, it appears. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 39-yard line. So Dort College trying to put up a fight here after Northwestern scored four touchdowns late in the first half with the aid of the wind and short fields. Justin Knott sends a man in motion from left to right. That's DeMay. DeMay in the slot now on the right side. Five to get the playoff. They do. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier. Fennig to the 45-yard line. Spun down at the 46. A gain of six on the play. It'll be second down and four. Second and four for the defenders at their own 46-yard line. 11:48 left to play in the third period. 38-21, Dort College down by 17. So Dort College breaking their huddle. Justin Knott in the pistol. He's got Fennig behind him. Skolten to his left. Far side split off is DeMay. They fake the handoff. Back to throw Knott. Over the middle. Completed to Grease. Grease still on his feet at the 30. Breaks the tackle. 25. And he's brought down at the 22-yard line by Aguilera. A big gainer for the Dort College defenders. A 32-yard pass completion and catch and run for the defenders, and they will mark him down at the 23-yard line. First down and 10 for the defenders, 11:16 left to go in the third period. First down and 10, Fort Ord College. Clock continuing to roll, 11:08 left to play. Third quarter of action, Dort College does not have a play. They'll get Darryl Van Grauw onto the field, and they may have to burn a timeout. 10 seconds, and Coach John Huebner needs a timeout. Didn't get the right personnel on the field initially, so Dort College has to use a timeout rather than take the 5-yard delay of game penalty. Timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort football after the timeout facing first down and 10. Back to throw is Knott. Knott's going to roll right. He's going to tuck it and take it. He's to the 20 and inside the 20 down to the 18-yard line. So Dort College picks up some positive yardage. Knott decided to just simply tuck it away and run it. 3-yard gain on the play. It's second down and seven. Second and seven upcoming. 10:30 left to play in the third period. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So second down and long for the defenders in Northwestern territory at the 20. Back to throw is Knott. Knott passes to the corner of the end zone. Incomplete, intended for Grease. Coverage there for Northwestern's Jarrell Kyles. And that'll bring up third down. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. So Dort College with the football inside the Northwestern 20. Now they're going into the wind. Keep that in mind. So a field goal at this point would be a 37-yarder, and that's a stretch. So you've got to think Dort College in all likelihood is in four-down territory. Back to pass is not. Pass completed to Pickney. Pickney lost it. They rule that one incomplete, and he never had possession of it. That'll stop the clock and bring up fourth down. 38-21 our score. So fourth down, Dort College facing, and they're doing just what I talked about. They can't go for a field goal here, kicking into the wind. They'd be a stretch to make it. So now Dort College in the shotgun with Justin Knott. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. That's Grease. Back to throw is Knott. Fourth down, Knott steps up in the pocket. He can scramble for it. He's to the 15, to the 10, and he's got a first down. First down for Justin Knott as Knott decides to tuck it away. And Justin, you don't want him to run option all the time. You don't want him to run all the time. But when the opportunity is there, he's got to take it. And he did that time. Picks up the yardage for a first down, down to the 10. Enough for a first down, and Dort College keeps the drive alive. First down and 10 to go, just outside the 10-yard line. Dort College can gain the first down without getting a touchdown, it appears. Well, they're going to, yes, they can get a first down without getting into the end zone. Misdirection play, they give it to Fennig, and Fennig is punished. A 4-yard loss on the play for Fennig. Tackle made by Northwestern's Jake Granstra. It's going to be second down and 14. Second down and 14, 9-12 and counting, third period. We'll try to keep you abreast of what's happening in terms of the Dort Trinity men's college basketball game as that happens in Palos Heights, Illinois. Dort College breaks their huddle, facing second down and long. This is where it gets difficult for the defenders with everything bunched up. See if they've got enough room to work. They send May in motion from right to left. Knott is in the shotgun. He's got Leonard Manuel. Fakes the handoff to Manuel. They send the house, and he goes down. Loss of six on the play, and everybody, it seemed, came on that play. And the sack by Dylan Green. Northwestern sent a bunch of players, created some problems. And now Dort College, back to their 20. They've lost 10 yards on the last two plays combined. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So Dort College trailing 38-21 with a football in Northwestern territory. Let's see what Northwestern does here. Again, they bring two linebackers up to the line of scrimmage. Three to get the play off, and they come with a blitz again. Knott avoids the blitz, passes to the sideline, incomplete, intended for Van Grau. Knott did a good job of eluding the initial rush. And that'll bring up fourth down and 20. Well, to bring up fourth down and 20 from the 21, basically. And Dort College, same situation. You're not going to gain anything by trying the field goal here because it's going to be a kick into the wind, and Dort College is going to call a timeout with 7:52 remaining. 7:52 left to go in the third period. Dort College facing fourth down and 20 from the 21. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a fourth down conversion try by the defenders right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College facing fourth down and 20 from the 21-yard line. Over in Chicago, or the Chicagoland area, Dort College leads Trinity Christian 9-8, just underway. As Dort College tries to cap a week where they play four games, try to get out of Chicago 6-0 for the season. Defenders break their sideline huddle now. Fourth down and long. See what Northwestern does here in terms of pressure. They'll bring a linebacker, and they pick him up. Knott throws it towards the end zone. He's got Fennig, and it's intercepted. intercepted in the end zone, and Northwestern will get the football at their own 20-yard line. They'll get it on a touchback, intercepted by number 58, Aaron Jansen. Jansen, all-conference type performer for Northwestern that time, matched up with a running back out of the backfield, Fennig, and he went out and covered him and picked it off. And now Northwestern will have it first down and 10 at their own 20. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, they will say that Northwestern will take over at the one instead of the touchback. They say he gained possession at the one, and it carried him into the end zone. So now the Dort College defense, let's see if they can come up with a big play. Northwestern in the pistol is Blumendahl. Blumendahl takes a snap, turns, hands, gives to Smith. Smith carries it out to the 5-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play. Make it 5 as he's at the 6 now. Second down and 6. So a gain of 4. We'll call it second down and 6 to go. Dort College trailing 38-21. 7:20 left to play. Hand off to Smith again. And Smith close to a first down before he's finally driven down. Looks like they'll mark his forward progress at the 11. First down and 10 for the Raiders with 7:10 left to play in the third period. Northwestern with the first down. And Dort College trying to give up the yards grudgingly, trying to get it back. Trailing by 17. Blumendahl takes a snap, turns, hands, gives to Smith. Brandon Smith, the ball carrier, and Smith out to the 15 before he's driven backwards. Gain of 2 or 3 on the play. It'll be second down and long. They'll give him a 3-yard pickup on the play. It'll be second down and 7. Northwestern playing with a 3-score lead. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Blumendahl rolls. He passes it off. It's completed to his tight end, who's downed at the 20-yard line, and we've got a flag on the play. Flag is thrown at the 17-yard line. Let's wait for the indication from the official on this one. The official's conferring. And still no sign of what the penalty is. Penalty was thrown at the 18-yard line. Still waiting. And a block in the back called on Northwestern. So that'll be marked off half of the distance to the goal line. As it happened at the 18, it'll be at the 9 instead. And the Dort College defenders will continue to play defense. Northwestern facing now a second down and 13. Second and 13, Blumendahl in the backfield with Smith. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Back to pass is Blumendahl. Blumendahl dumps it off underneath. Pass is completed, but Todd Green is there to make sure it's a short gain for Jordan Mikalef. Mikalef with the short gain on the play, maybe picked up 3 yards. And that'll bring up third down and long. So third and long on the way. So Dort College on the defense. Back to pass is Blumendahl. Blumendahl pump fake, looking deep. Dumps it away. Threw it at the feet of an offensive lineman. And I don't know that he got it past the line of scrimmage. Could have been intentional grounding. Instead, it'll be fourth down and 10. So the Dart College defense, the beneficiary of a penalty against Northwestern, and then they do the job. Pickney and Fennig are back deep. They're going to take a spot at the 45-yard line. Punting from his end zone is Alex Harrington. Harrington gets it away, a wobbler, and it drives Fennig to the 30, and he lets it roll at the 20. And Northwestern able to swing the field position battle into their favor as they take over first down and 10. Dort College takes over first down and 10 at their own 18. So that football was at the 12-yard line. That's like a 68-yard punt as it swings it from the 12 to the 18. A 60-yard punt exactly from the line of scrimmage. That's where it was. Dort College playing into the wind now. Handed off to Fennig. Fennig to the 30. Drugged down from behind at the 35-yard line. And it looked to me like a Northwestern player reached up and grabbed his collar and drug him down from behind. A gain of 17 on the play. It'll be first down and 10 for the defenders at their own 35. 5:03 left to play in the third period. This was a 38-14 ball game at halftime. Dort College missed an opportunity in this half. Had it first down and 10 at the 11. Unable to convert, though. Now with 10 seconds left on the play clock, 5:03 on the game clock, it's 38-21 our score. Dort College has to use a timeout. Timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Pistol formation for the defenders facing first down and 10 at their own 36. They hand it off to Manuel. Leonard Manuel up to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Four Northwestern players there to meet him. The initial stop made by Paul Lundgren. It'll be second down and 11. Second and 11 coming up for Dort College at their own 35-yard line. 4:45 left to play. So Northwestern trying to force Dort College to give the football up here in the third period. Dort College is working into the wind. 5 seconds to get the playoff. They're set. They stack two receivers to the left, one to the right. Snap to Knott. Knott hands it off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier. He's to the 40, and he gains 5 on the play. It'll be third down and 5. Third down and 5 yards to go. So Dort College trailing 38-21, under 4 minutes to go. So third down and 5, Dort College out of the huddle. They'll split the backfield. Looks like Van Grau is in the backfield this time. Pickney is off to the left. They fake the handoff to Fennig. Fennig. Instead, they dump it off to Van Grau. Van Grau's marked out of bounds at the 45-yard line, short of the first down by a half a yard. Short of the first down by a half a yard, Dort College faced with the prospect of having to kick into the wind. What do you do here if you're Coach John Huebner? It appears that you're going to go for it. 3:25 left to play in the third period. You check Dornberg in. You check Stephenson out on the offensive line. You got to get the play in from the sideline. 17 seconds on the play clock. 12 now. Dort College facing fourth down and less than a yard. DeMay comes set on the right side. Justin Knott will take the snap, turns, hands, gives to Fennig. Fennig the ball carrier, and he didn't get it. Looks to me like Northwestern has made the play at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play for Fennig. And Ord College will turn it over. He would have had to punt into the wind. That is a gamble that you're probably going to take simply because you didn't have a lot of yardage to gain and you're playing from 17 down at this point. And now Northwestern will have the football. First down and 10 to go in Ord College territory. First down and 10. Northwestern has the football in Ord College territory. Blumendahl in the pistol. He's got Smith with him. He hands it off to Smith. Smith, not much there. Second effort, though, is going to get him 2 yards, and he's forced backwards. They'll give him forward progress for 1 yard. It'll be second down and 9. Second down and 9. Clock continuing to roll. 2:40 left to play in the third period. Northwestern has not scored here in the second half with the wind at their back. So second down and long. Send a man in motion from left to right. That's the tight end for Northwestern. Got 3 receivers set to the right. They hand it off to Smith. Smith isolated on the right side. He's to the 40, to the 35, and he's brought down at the 35-yard line. Gain of 9 on the play. Gets the first down yardage plus a yard. Into Ord College, inside the Ord College 35, down to the 34-yard line. 2:10 remaining in the quarter. 38-21, Northwestern in front. Blumendahl in the pistol. He's got Smith behind him. So Brandon Smith, they fake the handoff to him. Pass is completed on the near side to Walker. And Walker gets enough for a first down down to the 20. It's a 13-yard gain on the play. It is first down and 10 for Northwestern inside the Ord College 20 down at the 19. 1:45 left to go in the third period. 38-21, this was a 38-14 ball game at halftime. Northwestern threatening here. Blumendahl hands it off. Right side Selgeby. Selgeby to the 15, bounces it to the outside to the 10. And brought down low by tackler on the far side. That's James Roundhorst. Roundhorst makes the tackle inside the 10, but that's enough for a first down. Gain of 10 on the play. It'll be first down and goal to go for Northwestern at the Ord College 8. 1:25 and counting, third period. Northwestern methodically working the ball down the field after the short field as Ord College gambled at their own 45 on fourth down and less than a yard. Blumendahl fakes the handoff, pass into the end zone, touchdown Northwestern. Touchdown completion to Bryce Biker in the end zone. And Northwestern pushes the lead up to 44-21 with 1:11 left to play in the third. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So Bryce Biker on the receiving end of that 8-yard touchdown pass from Blumendahl. And Northwestern owns a 44-21 lead. Bush on to attempt the point after. Snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is through. And Northwestern has a 45-21 lead, 1:11 left to play in the third period. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Ord College will bring it out with Trey Pickney. Pickney to the 30, and he's brought down at the 30-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 to go for Ord College at their own 30, trailing 45-21 with 1:04 remaining in this third period. In Chicago right now, Ord College struggling with Trinity Christian. 33-30, Trinity Christian in front. 7:20 left to play in that first half in Chicago. So Northwestern on defense, Ord College with a football in their own territory at the 30 after Trey Pickney's return. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig cuts it back to the 35 flag on the play. This is going to be hold, and this one's going to come back. Don't be surprised if this one's against Patrick Vischer. We'll get the indication from the referee. Patrick Vischer will be called for the holding penalty. Dort College trailing 45-21 with under a minute left to play in this third period. Dort College used up all three of their timeouts, I believe. They split DeMay and Pickney off to the left. They've got Grease lined up tight to the right. They send DeMay in motion from left to right. In the backfield is Manuel. They turn, fake the handoff to Manuel. Manuel swings it back over to Grease. Grease grabs it. And I thought that ball skipped on the turf, but they rule it complete. And a loss of yardage on the play. Loss of three or four. It's going to be second down and long. Second down and long. 16 seconds remaining. Dort College will let the clock run out. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also available on a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. Let's take a break and be back with the fourth quarter of action from Sioux Center right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. After three quarters, Northwestern has outgained Dort College 427-229. Daniel Fennig with 58 yards for the defenders on 17 carries. Brandon Smith, 155 yards on 20 carries. Justin Knott, 11 of 22 through the air for 168 yards. Davis Blumendahl, 18 of 23 through the air for 207 yards. David Grease has 3 catches for 70 yards for Dort College. Tyler Walker has 7 catches for Northwestern for 80 yards. Dort College trails 45-21. Today's broadcast made possible by the Bedingfenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Dort College with a football, wind at their back, facing second down and long. They swing it off to Pickney, and Pickney drops it. Pickney dropped it at the 15. Would have had some room to run. As it is, it'll be third down and 22. Third and 22. Dort College trailing. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. So Dort College trailing, third down and long here. Pickney and DeMay are off to the left. Grease is to the right. Skolton is the fullback. With the scrambling now is Justin Knott. Knott at the 25-yard line, and he's downed at the 27. Short of the first down. So he picks up maybe 9 on the play. It'll be fourth down and long. Fourth down and long. And the Dort College defenders are forced to punt, and Van Grau will punt with the wind. So Darryl Van Grau will take his spot at the 14-yard line. Line of scrimmage is at the 25. Van Grau gets away, spiraling kick, drives Chris Butler back to the 20. He dropped it. He falls on top of it. And that's where Northwestern will have it, first down and 10 at their own 22-yard line. Butler couldn't field it cleanly. Dropped through the breadbasket, and the Dort College defenders, trailing 45-21, will send the defense onto the field. Northwestern will be playing into the wind here in the fourth quarter. Basketball game in Chicago. Dort College has just gone on a 10-0 run. They lead Trinity Christian 40-36. That game still has about 4:27 left to go in the first half. Bryce Biker splits off wide to the right. That's on the near side. That's on the narrow side of the field. Blumendahl, shotgun formation, turns, fakes the handoff, drops back to pass on the play action. Pass is picked off, taken away by the defenders to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, to the 25 is James Rauenhorst. Rauenhorst picks it off, and the Dort College defenders have it in Northwestern territory at the 25-yard line. So Dort College trying to hang in there. James Roundhorse playing in his last game for the North College Defenders. He has started every game at cornerback for the Defenders since he arrived on the North College campus. He's been a starter throughout his four-year career, and I believe he is the only player we can say has started every game for North College through their varsity seasons so far. He picks off the pass and returns it down inside the 25-yard line to the 24. North College with the win. Let's see if they can capitalize here, trailing 45-21. Not turns, looks, passes, has a man open. It's completed to Pickney to the 7-yard line. He's brought down. Trey Pickney is brought down by Steve Norman inside the 10 down to the 6. For North College, it's an 18-yard pickup on the play. North College getting the ball to their playmakers this afternoon. They've gotten 3 touchdowns on the board. They're threatening for a fourth here. 13:45 left to go in regulation. North College trailing 45-21, but if not for a disastrous end of the second quarter, this is a much tighter ball game. Justin Knott sends a man in motion from right to left. That's DeMay. He lines up in the slot. They hand it off to Fenning. Fenning weaving his way. He's to the 5. Breaks the tackle towards the goal line. Is he in? Touchdown, Daniel Fenning. Daniel Fenning fighting his way forward. Breaks a tackle at the 5. Drug a tackler into the end zone for a touchdown. And the North College Defenders trail 45-27. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, North College, on to attempt the point after with Barry Dykstra. Dykstra will try to make it a 17-point ball game. So Dykstra, snap is down, kick is up, and the kick out of the hold of Henricks is good. And the Defenders have cut the lead down to 45-28 with 13:19 remaining in the first half. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. North College trailing 45-28 with 13:19 remaining in regulation. Giese will kick this one off with the wind, a high end-over-end kick. It'll be taken by Selgeby at the 7-yard line. He's to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. He's got a seam to the 25, and he is brought down at the 27-yard line. The initial hit was made by Dort College's Cody Vandekamp. Vandekamp upended him at the 23, and he fell forward to the 28 and that 27, and that is where Dort College will take over. I beg your pardon, Northwestern will take over, first down and 10. At their own 27. Well, Coach John Huebner exhorting his defense on to come up with one more stop. You got to think about it in those terms, just one at a time. See if they can take advantage, force another turnover. Davis Blumendahl working into the wind with his offensive unit. Blumendahl split backfield behind him. They hand it off to Smith, and we've got a flag on the play, and in all likelihood, that's going to be on the offense. Stops the play, so my guess would be a false start against Northwestern. First down and 15 now for the Northwestern Red Raiders. So North College trailing 45-28. First and 15 for the Raiders. Two players split off to the right. Biker up on the line of scrimmage. Now they send a man in motion from right to left. That's Grunendijk. Grunendijk lining up in the slot to the left. They hand it up to Smith. Smith with a head full of steam. He's to the 32-yard line trying to stiff arm a man, and he gains back 14 of the 15 yards Northwestern needed for a first down. Smith would not be denied that time. Seth Vandevort finally brings him down, but not before he punishes Dort College for a big gain on the play. Well, they're going to give him a first down on the carry, and I didn't quite see that one coming. I've been a little baffled at times this afternoon, and it doesn't take a whole lot, but more so than normal, it seems, this afternoon. Blumendahl, shotgun, takes it, hands it, gives it to Smith, and Smith again trying to bull his way forward, and The second effort, Garrett Van Leeuwen knocks him down, but Smith gains 6 yards. It'll be second down and four. Second and four for Northwestern at the 44-yard line. Second down and four, Northwestern, milking clock as well. You got to start thinking about that. Why give the ball back any sooner than you have to? Davis Blumendahl runs over a would-be tackler for the defenders, John Leechens. Leechens made the hit. Gain of 6 on the play. First down for the Raiders at midfield. 12-18 and counting, ball game. Dort College trailing. 12-13 left to go. Biker, 3 receivers to the right, 2 to the left. Biker, Grunendijk, and Mikalev to the right for the Raiders. Empty backfield. Back to pass. Blumendahl. Pass is completed to Mikalev. He fumbled it. And they rule it incomplete on the coverage was Vandevort, jarring it free at the 45-yard line. That one, to me, is the correct call, that he did not have control of it. Can't say that for all of the calls this afternoon. Football at midfield, second down and 10, 11:57 left to play in the ball game. Blumendahl takes a snap, hands it off. This is Selgeby. Selgeby running hard, picks up 5 before he's tripped up. I believe Jonathan Gardner got a hand on him to trip him up. Swap nose tackles here. Smolders is in, Cruz is out for the defenders. Third down and 5 for Northwestern at the Dort College 35-yard line. 45-yard line, beg your pardon. So third down and 5. Fake the handoff, does Blumendahl. He's under pressure, and bringing him down is Vandevort. Down he goes for a 6-yard loss as Seth Vandevort, the sophomore from Urbandale, makes the play. And there was nowhere to go for Davis Blumendahl that time, and the Dort College defenders get the hold on defense that they needed. Now they should get the football in decent field position. This will be a punt into the wind. Fourth down and 11, Northwestern will be punting into the wind with Alex Harrington doing the honors. Line of scrimmage at the 49, Harrington gets it away. And not a bad punt. It takes a bounce at the 25. Dort College backs away from it. And Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 26-yard line. 10:36 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College trailing 45-28. Well, if the defenders can get another touchdown on the board, things get a little more interesting. Men's basketball, they've just gone to halftime in Palos Heights, where Dort College leads Trinity 52-41. Trevor Waltersdorf, 20 at halftime. Austin Kachi with 12. Dort College uses a late run to take control of that one going into the half. Dort College football team trailing 45-28. Back to pass is not pass over the middle, completed to Grease. Grease to the 45, and he's brought down, and they'll rule it incomplete. Well, that time, Dort College may have been the beneficiary of one that could have been ruled a complete and then a fumble. Grease had an opportunity, looked like he had it, and dropped it at the 45-yard line. Northwestern's alignment, they've got 3 down linemen. They've been rushing those 3 and dropping everybody else in coverage. Second down and 10 on the way. Today's broadcast of Dort College football made possible by Borensons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. 3 down linemen again for Northwestern. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig breaks a tackle. He's to the 30, cuts it back to the middle of the field, and is tripped up at the 35-yard line. Tackle made by Northwestern's Matt Cruz. Matt Cruz making the tackle at the 40-yard line. First down for the defenders, though, on the carry by Fennig. 10-19 and counting, ball game. So Dort College with it just shy of the 40. Huseman is over the football. He's the center for the defenders. Pistol formation. Got Leonard Manuel in the backfield. They turn, hand it off to Leonard. Leonard to the 43-yard line. He gains 3 on the play. It's going to be second down and 7. So Dort College able to get Leonard Manuel back into action today. A week after they lost Sam Verhulst to a hamstring injury. Nord College losing depth at fullback and wide receiver. It's been DeMay, Pickney, and Grease most of the afternoon at wide receiver. As things really got tightened up for the defenders. Back to throw is not rolling right. Pass into coverage is incomplete. Sailed on him. Trey Pickney, the intended receiver at the Northwestern 35. Northwestern had coverage with Dylan Green. That'll bring up third down and six, and Dort College is in four down territory here in all likelihood. You got nothing to lose, so you can think about trying to get this yardage on two plays rather than the one right here. Justin Knott gets the play from the sideline, signaling it in. Well, if nothing else, it's been an entertaining afternoon of football, especially if you like offensive football. 73 points on the board, if my math is correct. Justin Knott sends a man in motion, fakes the handoff, under pressure, throws it away. Will somebody come down with it? DeMay comes down with it, and they say he was out of bounds. DeMay with a tremendous catch at the 42-yard line. Big target stretched out, but he was forced out of bounds on the play. It's going to be fourth down. Well, Dort College is going to miss DeMay next year, and Dort College electing not to gamble. They're going to punt. I had thought they would go for it here, facing fourth down and seven, but they're going to punt with the wind and put the defense back out onto the field. Chris Butler will retreat for Northwestern to his own 20-yard line. Daryl Van Graal will get the snap, puts his foot into it, end-over-end kick towards the corner, and it goes out of bounds inside the 10. That quite possibly is one of the best punts Dort College has had this season as the ball gets marked out of bounds at the 7. First down and 10 for Northwestern on the change of possession. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. Blumendahl brings the offense onto the field. He hands it to Smith. Smith, the ball carrier, straight ahead. He gains 4 on the play, maybe 5. It'll be second down and 5. 9 minutes left to go in the contest. So now Northwestern is going to grind it. So Smith went over 1,000 yards for the season for Northwestern here this afternoon. He had over 150 at the last quarter break, and has tacked on to that. He's zeroing in on 200 yards for the day now. Northwestern splits two receivers off to the left. Davis Blumendahl's in the backfield. He's got Selgeby and Smith. They send Selgeby in motion to the left, overloaded on the left side with three wide receivers. They hand it off to Smith, and Smith is forced out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Micah Applegate making the tackle. Short gain on, well, they gain 5 on the play. It'll be first down and 10 for the Raiders at their own 20-yard line. First down and 10 at the 20. Northwestern waiting for the play from the sideline, and they're going to milk clock here, 8:13 remaining. And Northwestern is up to the line of scrimmage. You've got Grunendike and Walker to the right. Biker is split off to the left. They hand it to Smith. Smith to the 20, to the 25. And he is brought down at the 25-yard line by Vandevort. Vandevort makes the tackle, but not before Smith picks up another 5 yards. So Smith hammering away at the Dort College defense. And the defenders trying to get the football back. After Dort College punted and had Northwestern in their own, inside their own 10, now they're out to their own 26-yard line, 7:25 and counting, ball game. Blumendahl has Smith in the backfield with him, two receivers to the right. He turns, hands, gives to Smith. Smith the ball carrier, and Smith is stopped cold at the 29-yard line. He gains 3 on the play. It's going to be third down. Third down and short for Northwestern. Cruz and Gardner check in. Smolders and Van Leeuwen check out. Third down and less than a yard for Northwestern. 6:45 and counting. Ball game. Two running backs in the backfield along with Blumendahl. We've got movement on the line of scrimmage, and it appeared to me that Joey Spoolstra jumped. And it was indeed Spoolstra who jumped early. And now it's going to be third down and six for Northwestern inside their own 25-yard line. Third down and six. Dort College a play away from getting the football back. Blumendahl, empty backfield, five receivers. Back to pass is Blumendahl. Blumendahl under pressure. He's flushed from the pocket, and he's going to be stopped. Not stopped short of the first down. He gets the first down plus a couple of yards. Micah Applegate finally comes up to make the stop. But Northwestern keeps the drive alive. They're at their own 33-yard line now. First down and 10 for the Raiders with 6:05 remaining in the contest. So Northwestern with it first down and 10. And Dort College's defense, now you've got to regroup and try to get it back again. Blumendahl and the backfield with him is Selgeby. Selgeby and the pistol behind him. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Three-man front for the defenders defensively. They hand it off to Selgeby. Selgeby at the 32-yard line. He's brought down at the 35. Gain of one on the play. It'll be second down and nine. Second down and nine to go. 5:25 and counting. And Northwestern into the wind. They are not going to throw the ball unless they absolutely have to. Dort College picked off, I believe, the last pass attempt by Northwestern. Since then, it's been all running plays. Two back set. Send a man in motion. They hand it off to Smith. Smith, play stretched out to the sideline, and he is brought down for no gain on the play. Bryce Cruz makes the tackle on the far side. He was the first man to meet Smith. And with 4:50 and counting, the clock continuing to wind, and that's an enemy for Dort College. It's going to be third down and eight. Third down and eight, Dort College needs a stop. Football shy of the 35. Northwestern needs to get it to the 43 for a first down. Empty backfield, five receivers, three to the right, two to the left. Blumendahl's the quarterback. Three-man front for the defenders. Let's see if they send anyone. They do not. Three-man rush, back to pass. Blumendahl, he's flushed. He's going to try to run for it, and he's brought down short of the first down by a couple of yards. He's brought down at the 41 and a flag on the play. Let's see what the penalty is. That came out well after the play, and we may have a block in the back coming up here. We'll wait and get the indication from our official, Randy Schnackenberg. Still waiting for the indication. Coach John Huebner with the headphones off. He'd like an explanation from the field judge on the near sideline. A three-man committee meeting on the four-man committee meeting on the far side. We'll get the indication from Schnackenberg. 4:08 left to play. Ball game. And after all that, there was no infraction. Northwestern will punt the football from their own 41-yard line facing fourth down and three. Fourth down and three, Northwestern will punt. They'll be kicking into the wind. Leechens and Raunhorst are back deep for the defenders. They get the low-line drive kick away. It's taken by Raunhorst. Raunhorst fields it at his own 26-yard line, calls for a fair catch, and that's where Dort College will take over. First down and 10. Both teams have played to a standoff here. In the second half, a touchdown each. Dort College has had their share of opportunities, but have been unable to punch it in. So Dort College leading, wishful thinking. Dort College trailing, I should say. Was just looking at that basketball score. Dort College leading in that one, 52-41. Dort College trailing, 45-28, 3:48 left to play in the contest. Back to pass. No, they hand it off to Fennig. Fennig on the right corner, turns the corner. He's to the 40. He's got the midfield. He's to the 45-40. 35 and drugged down from behind. And the North College defenders into Northwestern territory at the 34-yard line. Daniel Fennig on the run. And the North College defenders trying to stretch this out and trying to cut into the lead. 3:34 left to play in the contest. So Dort College, not, fakes the handoff to Manuel under pressure, rolling left. He passes up for grabs and out of bounds, incomplete. Nearest man there was Sam DeMay. Dort College defenders trailing 45-28. This afternoon, Daniel Fennig has gone over 100 yards rushing. Second time this season he's done that. 20 carries, 117 yards, 5.8 yards per carry average. Fennig, a bright future as a running back. He's just a freshman. Trying his best to offset Brandon Smith's punishing rushing style for Northwestern. He's got 27 carries for 197 yards. 3:21 left to play in the game. Dort College trailing by 17. Justin Knott in the pistol. Back to pass. Pressure, looking left. Flushed from the pocket. He's got a run, and he's brought down. Short gain on the play. Wrapped up by Ethan Lynch. That's going to bring up third down and eight. Third down and eight. Fennig checks back in. Leonard Manuel checks out. Well, Dort College, there has been no give up in the defenders this afternoon, even though they had that disastrous last 5 minutes of the first half. They've battled. Rolling left is not. Not looking. Throws over the top, intended for DeMay, incomplete. Actually throws it away out of bounds. It'll be third down. Beg your pardon, fourth down now. And Dort College will go for it. This would be a 50-yard field goal attempt with the wind. Dort College will go for it. Fourth down and eight. 2:39 left to play in the game. Justin Knott gets the play from the sideline. 14 seconds remaining on the play clock. They break their huddle. Skolton is to the left. Fennig is behind Knott. You've got DeMay split to the left. Pickney is to the right. Back to pass is Knott. Knott dumps it off for Fennig. Fennig trying to create. He's to the 30. He's got to move, and he's going to be forced out of bounds short of the first down, I believe, by less than a yard. He gets down to the 25-yard line, but he's forced out of bounds as Fennig is unable to create enough of his on his own for a first down. He stops short by less than a yard, and he takes his helmet off in disgust and retreats to the sideline. Quite an individual effort this afternoon by that young man, Daniel Fennig. 117 hard-earned yards. Had that pass completion and caught a pass just moments ago. Very nearly picks up a first down, and now Northwestern with 2:31 on the clock, and Dort College is out of timeouts. Davis Blumendahl turns, hands, gives to Smith. Smith the ball carrier, and Smith is brought down at the 30-yard line. A gain of four on the play. It's going to be second down and six. Second down and 6 yards to go, and Northwestern will be able to take this one down to near the 1:45 mark. Clock continuing to roll. 45-28 our score. Blumendahl, barking signal, split backfield. He hands it off to Smith. Smith the ball carrier, and Smith bulls his way forward for another 7 yards and another first down, and he's over 200 yards this afternoon. That'll just about do it. Northwestern, if they would so choose, could simply go to victory formation here, take a few knees, and call it a ball game. They aren't going to do it quite yet. Blumendahl in the pistol. Hands it off to Smith. Smith up the middle. Smith the ball carrier. Another 6 yards on the play. 125 and counting. Left to play in the ball game. Gain of six. It'll be second down and four. Second down and 4 yards to go, and now Northwestern will let the clock run down. They can take it down to 45 seconds. 45-28, Northwestern will win this game, barring something crazy happening in the final minute. And Northwestern will have it. Second down and 3. Under center is Blumendahl for the first time today. He takes a knee. And they'll have to snap the football one more time. It's third down right now. 36 seconds on the play clock. 38 on the game clock. And Northwestern can take it down under 5 seconds before they snap the football. And the Dort College crowd showing their appreciation for the work of this football team and coaching staff this afternoon. Northwestern takes an E, and that's the ball game. Our final score, Northwestern 45, Dort College 28. Back with a recap right after this. 45-28, our final score. Northwestern defeats Dort College in Great Plains Athletic Conference football action today. Let's take a look at the numbers that we have. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, 136 yards of rushing offense, 327 total on 62 plays from scrimmage. The time of possession, Dort College 27-43. Dort College struggled to convert on third down. They were 0-for-12, 2-of-5 on fourth down conversion attempts. For Northwestern, 51 rushing plays for 302 yards, 509 yards of total offense. They got 207 passing yards. They were 3 of 11 on third down attempts. 32-17 was their time of possession. Individually, Daniel Fennig, 20 carries for 117 yards, 2 touchdowns for the freshman. Justin Knott, 8 carries for 15 yards. Justin Knott, 13 of 30 through the air, 4 interceptions, 191 yards, and 1 touchdown. Trey Pickney, 4 catches for 45 yards. David Grease, 3 catches for 70 yards. Sam DeMay, 2 catches for 41 yards. Daryl Van Grau, 2 catches for 29 yards. For Northwestern, Brandon Smith, 30 carries, 216 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jesse Selgeby, 6 carries for 43 yards. Davis Blumendahl, 11 carries for 37 yards. Davis Blumendahl, 18 of 25 through the air, 1 interception and 3 touchdowns. Tyler Walker, 7 catches, 80 yards. Eli Grinendike, 5 catches, 81 yards. Bryce Biker, 3 catches, 14 yards. Jordan Mikuleff, 2 catches for 11 yards. Nate Van Ginkle, 4 solos and 3 assisted stops for the Raiders. Aaron Jansen, 4 solos, 2 assists. Dylan Green, 4 solos and 1 assisted stop. Todd Green had 6 solos and 4 assisted tackles for Dort College. James Roundhorse, 6-1. Austin Bosma, 4 solos and 5 assisted tackles. Back of the recap of the scoring right after this. Northwestern improves to 9-2 for the season. Dort College falls to 2-9 with a 45-28 win for Northwestern over Dort College this afternoon. Dort College and Northwestern were tied at 7-7 after the end of the first quarter. Jordan Mikuleff caught an 8-yard touchdown pass from Davis Blumendahl to cap a 5-play 44-yard drive with 9:07 left to go in the first quarter, 7-0 Northwestern. Dort College countered with a Daniel Fennig 15-yard touchdown run on the next drive, taking 3:54 off of the clock. 8-play 71-yard drive. Dort College tied it at 7. Northwestern got a 22-yard field goal by Brett Bush with 11:34 left to go in the first half to make it 10-7. Dort College answered on the ensuing kickoff. Trey Pickney raced 94 yards for a touchdown, and the defenders were up 14-10 at that point. It looked like we might get to halftime with the score standing 14-10, Dort College up, but then the final 5:37, things broke loose in a hurry for Northwestern. Brandon Smith, 51-yard touchdown run, made it 17-14 with 5:37 left. A little over 2 minutes later, Tyler Walker, a 5-yard touchdown pass from Davis Blumendahl, 24-14 Northwestern in front. Brandon Smith capped a 1-play drive with a 70-yard touchdown run with 1:43 left to go in the half, made it 31-14, and Davis Blumendahl, a 6-yard run with 58 seconds left to go in the half, made it 38-14, and for all intents and purposes, it was over at that point. Dort College did get a touchdown from David Grease to open the second half. to make it 38-21. Bryce Biker caught an 8-yard touchdown pass from Davis Blumenthal to make it 45-21. And Daniel Fennig got his second touchdown of the day, a 7-yard run to cap a 2-play, 24-yard drive, making the final 45-28. Dort College closes the season 2-9 overall, 0-9 of the conference. Northwestern 9-2 and 7-2. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College football on KDCR. At last check, checking the men's basketball score with Trinity. Dort College leads Trinity 62-50 with about 14 minutes left to go in that contest at Palos Heights, Illinois. That game can be heard via a webcast at 3w.dort.edu/athletics. If you would like to follow the conclusion of that contest. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.